have my computer at that store.
Do you want any food?
No, I want pussy.
I'm going to hang up because that's very rude. Do you want
Why is that rude? Why do you think that's rude?
You asked.
It is.
Yeah, that's right, because you were standing over top of the computer taking a shit on it, weren't you?
What the hell are you talking about, you bum?
Well, this is what happens, man.
I'm not playing no fucking game.
Turn to hang up your phone,
lady. Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio for September the 20th, 2012. Prank call night in America and the rest of the world for that matter. I'm the host, Carlito. You are the listener. Insert name here. Got the man, Milkman, here also, Milkman.
Hermanito, que fue, my friend. So good to hear one of these tones, my friend. Sounding wonderful, enjoyable as always. How's things going? I know you have some great things in store for us tonight.
I've got a lot of, yes, good point, Milkman. Try to stay awake tonight, all right? We're on a roll so far. One week. So far, you got 1 week without falling asleep. Let's see if we can keep that going.
Huh?
Can you get the drift? Yeah, when, whatever. We also got...
Dude, are you still playing that recording? Dude, that's terrible, man. Shame on you.
Yeah, Jen Stewart's here also. Jen Stewart.
Oh, my God, the Madhouse Access, Jen Stewart.com. Oh, my God, welcome back, my brother.
Did you? Yeah, I had a Milkman and a Carlito. Nice to be here again.
Jen, I edited yesterday. I finally got to editing last week's show. You did really good, man.
Yeah, no, really?
Yeah, you did good. Yeah, especially with the Haiwan horse. I don't know what to call that guy, man, and his wife, and he just wants to blow your brains out, man. Good stuff.
Nice. Okay.
Good times. And the poo-poo. That was
the poo-poo. Did you get my email during the week? I sent you an email.
Yeah. Jin sent me a few remix versions of the poo-poo guy off of YouTube.
Brilliant. MC Hammer. That is so good.
Yeah, it makes you think, man. A video for everything out there. So here we are, starting at a decent time tonight. We're going to have fun doing prank calls. Wow. Send your request over at madhouselive.com. Over there, you can use the request a prank form and send your prank call requests. That's how it works. If you're using AOL or Yahoo, if you're still stuck 5, 6, 7 years ago, you can use those things. They work here still.
Hello.
Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Of course, Twitter is out there. Twitterverse. The Twitter, you can tweet me, twit, twat, whatever, over at Madhouse. And Facebook also, Madhouse Live on Facebook. All that's there. Milkman, you having a good week this week, man? How's it been?
Oh, yeah, manito. I've been busier than heck, but yeah, man, I've been having a great week, dude. Happy to be alive, man. It's been actually very pleasant, the weather and such, too, man. So it's an interesting change I'm getting used to.
Right, yeah. Dirty air. Andy messaged me already tonight. Yeah, we got to do something about Dirty Aaron. I'm like, what happened? And I'm playing Dirty Aaron in fantasy football. I'm like, okay. Yeah, his avatar. He made his avatar of the team Goatsy. You know Goatsy, the guy. I know, Jin, you know. You're a big fan of Goatsy. It's the guy spreading his ass cheeks. Oh, God, man. Aaron, change that. Put Blue Waffle up there instead.
I don't know if I'm a fan, but yeah.
Gary always did.
Dirty Aaron, Andy says he's grossed out because in order for Andy to watch his team, he's got to sit there and watch the scoreboard, you know, while football's going on. And it shows. I'm sure it shows the avatar, so he has to sit there and stare at Goatsy the whole time. Change it to Blue Waffle. I think that's more Andy's alley, up Andy's road there. Melts his butter a little bit. BlueWaffle.net. Change that, Dirty Aaron, right away. Last I looked, the Giants were pounding the Carolina Panthers. I think it was like 17-0 before the show started. I don't know what the score is now, but holy shit. Milkman, you're a big Panthers fan. What's going on, huh?
Panthers. I don't know what's going on, dude.
Yeah, I know you don't know what's going on. You're like, well, Carolina's got a team? What?
Which team is that?
Yeah. The Charlotte Hornets. The Giants are up 23-0 right now with 12 minutes left in the third quarter. Wow. Commanding lead. I really wish I had Eli Manning on my team, but fucking Richie has him. Giggles over there has him on his team, and he doesn't want to fucking participate right. He's got people that are injured on his team and shit. Asshole.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to dump his team. I told him over the weekend. I said, hey, I'm going to dump your team. Shit for brains.
Well, he's not playing anymore.
Well, he's like, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's like, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I am playing. I check it every day. But I have shit players. They're like, yeah, but you got to take, if you've got a player who's not going to play that week, you got to put him on your bench and replace him with someone who's going to play, stupid. It's all right there, man. ESPN did a great job of showing you who's going to play, who's going to make the points, who's not. Even Jin Stewart could figure it out. And he's a British fag. He doesn't know anything about American football. You know?
I don't know anything about fake fucking footballers either.
Yeah. Fantasy football.
Jin Stewart's an Olympian. I mean, what do you expect, dude?
Of course. He's a master sportsman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hey, all right, so let me see what Nunu's got going on here. The Stewart House Hotel. And have you talked to the Stewart House Hotel in the past? You have talked to the Stewart House Hotel in the past, haven't you?
Yeah. I played a massive prank on them. I called up like 20 taxi companies around Aylesbury and sent them all to Hartwell House.
Very nice. Well, Nunu sent that number and he wants you to call them tonight. Special for Nunu's birthday tonight. So, you should do that. Happy birthday, Nunu. Full star, old man. We don't even know Nunu's name. We don't know if he's got cerebral palsy. We don't know if it's a girl or a boy. But it's birthday.
He doesn't have cerebral palsy. He's got Tourette's. Come on.
He's got Tourette's. There's something that with Nunu that we've never heard his voice or seen a picture or something. You know, he's got to be... You know what I think Nunu is? Remember that movie Mask? Not the Jim Carrey version, but the 80s version with the guy with the big fucked up, blown up face? I think Nunu has that. I think that's what's up.
I don't know. Maybe he has a really squeaky voice or something.
It sounds like Prankmaster or something like that with Tourette's.
Maybe he's got Bell's palsy, like permanent Bell's palsy. Like his right corner of his mouth doesn't move, so he's like...
Oh!
I had a smoke! Hello!
Hello! And he just dribbles all the time.
Put together Prankmaster with that, and then put also an English accent in there, Jane. Yeah. Can you do it?
I've heard Nunu's laugh. He sent a prank once. It was a soundboard, and he's laughing in the background. You can hear him giggling a little bit. And he sounded normal, but it was a long time ago.
Dude, that wasn't him, man. That was a TV show he was watching, dude.
It was another soundboard.
Those guys don't laugh, man. They don't laugh.
He was playing a soundboard behind the soundboard to throw us off. So you think he sounds normal when he laughs. Oh, Nunu says, ask your sister.
In the chat room, ask your sister what my voice sounds like.
Oh, wow, Milkman. Milkman has a sister, Nunu. Don't say that. He's that serious talk. Where Milkman's from. He'll punch you in the teeth.
She told me you have Tourette's. You sound like an English queer.
An English queer. Alright, look, we got requests of pranks here, including one from last Friday that we didn't get to in time for the show.
I didn't mean to divulge your secret identity here, but...
We have a prank here from Dustin... for us to call Garrett to start a fight with all our redneck friends on the phone. We'll have to wait until the last hour of the show when we get a lot of people on, I guess, for that one. So that's on the board. UK Godfather sent in a number yesterday. Let's see. There were a load of messages in chat on younow.com. Some people put up random numbers on there. I have included the numbers below. That's all we got. We just got numbers. All right, well, this will warm us up a little bit. Let me see what I can do here. I'll say, I saw your number in YouChat. You Now? What's YouNow.com? That sounds fun. Milkman, you hear that? People chat. You should go there and look for a girlfriend. Right?
What is it?
YouNow.com. Write that down. YouNow.com. Milkman, you go there and, you know, wear a nice tie. You know, get a hair, you know, do your hair nice and get on cam.
YouNow.com.
YouNow.com. Yep. YOUNow.com.
Oh.
Is that anything to do with Gort, man? Because, like, if they are familiar with that company, dude, it's going to have to get an account.
Gort's getting shut down. Apparently, they're getting bought out by Yahoo, and they're going to shut them down.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was saw your number on YouNow.
Wait, what?
I saw your number on YouNow.
Oh, okay.
What's up? You wanted to talk?
Hi.
Are you looking for someone to talk with?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
You looking for someone to talk with?
No, not really.
Well, why'd you put your number on there then?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you want people to call you, right? What are you doing?
I don't think it's going to come in. Okay.
What are you doing?
You talking to me? I don't know. I'm at school.
Oh, what are you doing at school this time?
Back to school night.
Are you in college?
No.
You're in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, man, when do you graduate? Are you senior?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Milkman might want to talk to you. Milkman, talk to her.
What do you mean, Milkman? Hey, I'm here.
All right, Jim wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hello?
I want to talk to you. Hello?
Really?
Yes,
sir.
Is she stupid or what?
Yeah, I think she's stupid.
Hello?
I heard that. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Are you stupid?
God, I don't want to talk to kids. What's wrong with you?
How old is she?
She's a sophomore, so I don't know, 14, 15?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're all excited. Don't act like you didn't know, Jen.
Oh, 20. Should be 20, right?
20.
In some countries, that's legal.
Not here in America. It's an American show. But here we go. Another a teenager that UK Godfather sent in. Hello?
16 is legal.
Hello? Yeah, hi. I saw you on YouNow. Yeah, I saw your number in YouNow. First of all, before we get anywhere, how old are you? You're not like 15 or something, right?
I don't know who this is.
This is Cross.
What?
Yeah, my name is Cross.
I'm confused.
My name is Cross.
What?
Man, you're so stupid. You are so stupid. Can you touch your elbows behind your back?
I don't know. Well,
can you touch your nose with your elbow?
No.
Can you try touching your elbows behind your back?
I can't. I'm on the phone.
Oh, well, put the phone down.
Who are you?
My name is Cross.
Cry?
Yeah, Cry. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you put your number in now for people to call you. Interested men.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Older men, though.
Oh, my God, you so did.
There's Zach Mann.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This could be interesting. This could be good.
Hey, you want to stand in line and listen to us call people? Doesn't that sound cool?
I'm really confused.
Oh, you ever heard of Kenny Loggins? Hello?
What?
Have you ever heard of Kenny Loggins?
You sound really muffled.
Oh, have you ever heard of Kenny Loggins?
No.
Oh, he's a cool guy. He's a music man. He plays music on the guitar. You there still?
Cool.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Listen to this. It's going to be funny. I promise you.
Okay.
All right, because I'm
What's your name?
No.
Hi, is Vishnu there?
Yeah, hold on.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Yeah, Vishnu.
Yeah.
Listen, I was trying to buy some furniture.
Huh?
I sent my wife down there to buy furniture.
Who is this?
Huh? This is Cross. Listen, I sent my wife down to that stupid store of yours to buy furniture. She sat down on the couch and she said, you sat down next to her, you were holding her hands and telling her about how good it felt on the couch.
That's good.
Yeah, and she said that you said that it's good to have sex on the couch, that it feels good. Hey. Hey. Fucking Vishnu. Hey, girl, are you there still? Is the girl gone?
No, I think she's still there, dude.
Girl!
What?
Hey, don't go anywhere, all right?
Hi.
Don't go anywhere. we're calling Vishnu back.
Okay.
Vishnu! Vishnu! Vishnu's not talking. Hey, girl, don't go anywhere. We're going to call Zappos. You ever buy shoes on Zappos?
No.
Do you like shoes?
Sure.
Are shoes cool? How many shoes you got in your closet?
How would I know?
Oh, you got a lot of them?
I don't know.
How many, if you had to think, how many shoes you have? Like five?
Thank you for allowing us to put a little Zappos in your day. I'm Perry, and I'm a member of...
I bet you got like 10 pairs of shoes because you're so cool.
Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
I know. This girl's really cool, Jen. Don't mess with her.
Thank you for calling Zappos.com. This is Hannah. How may I help you?
Hey, Big Hannah. How you doing?
Hey. What? I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, big girl. How's Zappos doing today?
Zappos is doing all right.
That's good.
Who am I talking with?
Yeah, my name is Cross. Listen.
Cross.
Yeah, listen. I usually don't talk to women on the phone because my wife doesn't let me.
Oh, okay.
All right, so...
So, you want me to deepen my voice and change my name to Mike?
That's not funny. Oh, you're such a flirt. What's up? Do you like the party?
Cross?
Yeah.
I don't like the party.
Oh, you know what I mean by party, right?
No.
Like, I don't like to come home till like 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow. You're a party harder.
Yeah. I have a SKU number, but I don't think it's going to match what you're looking for. Do you guys have Nike shoes?
We sure do.
All right. Do you have the new Air Sambo?
I am not sure. Is the SKU number that you have off Zappos?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's the Nike, and what's it called?
Air Sambo.
Air
Like sandal or sando?
Sam,
S-A-M-B-O. S-A-M-B-O. Let's see. It doesn't look like we have anything by the name of Nike Air Sambo.
Oh, are there any, like, brothers there that might know?
Brothers?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you mean.
You know, like Africans, African Americans?
There sure are here.
Can you ask one of them real quick?
Can you hold for me for just a sec, please?
Are you going to ask, or what are you doing?
I'm sure going to ask right now. I sure am.
Okay, don't be trying to trick me and stuff, all right? Just ask one. Huh?
Cross, I am definitely not going to be tricking you at all. All
right, you're so cool. Thanks.
Okay, hold on one sec, okay?
Okay. Hey, girl.
She sounds really fit, and the other girl is gone. Shit.
Aw, man. The other girl was really cool, Jen.
She sounded really fucking confused. I don't know how old she was, man. Shit.
She's like 15.
What was her name?
We didn't get it.
Oh, no. It was girl. Hello? Sambo. Oh, okay.
She's probably afraid to run up for minutes.
Hey, Cross.
Hey.
So I checked and we don't sell the Nike Air Sambos.
No? You didn't ask any of the black people around there and see if they knew what?
You know, I don't really think it matters who I asked, but I sure did look into it for you, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, what about the Nike Itis?
The Nike Itis.
I-T-I-S?
Alrighty, let's see here for you. It actually doesn't look like we have the Nike Air Itis either.
Okay. What about the Ryan White?
Sorry. The what?
A-R-Y-A-N White.
A-R-Y-A-N. And is that the name of the shoe?
Yeah. It's a white shoe with like a iron cross on each side.
It doesn't look like we have those either.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry, we're just not doing very well for you right now with the things that you want.
How many shoes do you have in your closet?
How many shoes do I have in my closet?
Yeah.
I have about maybe 20.
You do? Okay. Are they pretty shoes? You have nice pretty shoes?
They are pretty. They're very pretty.
How many purses do you have?
I have maybe about 15 purses.
Do you have, like, stuff in one purse? Do you always move it over, like... Do you have, like, like things in the older purses that you don't use?
Uh-huh.
I think it's sexy when a girl has, like, a nice small dark purse to wear with a night dress. You know, dress like, for going out at night.
Like a clutch?
Like a clutch. You took
That's
the words.
What those are called.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. And what do you like? What do you usually carry in the purse?
A little bit of everything. I'm kind of like Mary Poppins.
Right? So what do you have? You got your credit cards in there, debit card?
Uh-huh.
Cell phone?
Yep.
Have any meds? Like, you know, do you carry any emergency meds?
I do carry meds, yes.
Are you diabetic?
I'm not a diabetic, no. Oh, well, I have seizures.
Oh, you do? So you got your seizure medication?
Mm-hmm.
Like feminine napkins, too, or and stuff like that?
I don't carry feminine napkins.
Oh, you do the other thing.
But can you hold for me for one sec?
Where are you going now? Are you going to check your purse?
Spark plug.
Let's have some fun. Take your purse and dump all the contents on the desk and let's see what you got.
Can you please just hold for me for one quick sec?
Fine.
Please cross, thank you.
Okay. Oh, she's so nice.
She's like, yeah, I get seizures.
She's a spark plug girl.
I think she's having a seizure right now.
Ask her when she comes back if she had a seizure.
So from what I understand, I'd heard this before. I didn't think it applied to all Zappos employees. I thought it was just the executives. But apparently, like, when you get hired there, they offer you $1,000.
$1,000?
From the beginning. And they tell you, you can leave and take the $1,000, or you can stay. and work.
So plus your salary, you get $1,000.
No, if you decide you don't like if you start the first day, they say, look, if you want to leave right now, go out the door, take $1,000 and go.
Wow, that's not bad.
I don't
just apply to every Zappos store in America, and I might actually make some money.
Well, it's just it's the internet shoes. Internet shoes. I couldn't buy shoes on the internet, man. It's just,
I only buy shoes on the internet.
Really? We can all be archery champions.
What the hell is she doing?
I don't know. I think
we got Billy off. That's why I didn't want us to hold.
I think the feminine active thing pissed her off.
Call back on the other line.
She really
do the other thing.
The other thing.
I bet she's a heartbreak girl, dude. I don't think she appreciated the feminine napkin thing, man.
I sure didn't.
Is that?
But thank you for holding. And I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to somebody different now, okay?
Did you have a seizure?
Oh, that's very inappropriate.
No,
okay, bye-bye.
No, just tell me if you need help.
Thank you so much for your patience while being transferred over. My name is Christiane in the resource desk.
Hi, big Christiane.
Am I speaking with Cross?
Yes. I think she needs someone to put a wallet in her mouth because she's having a seizure, she said.
Who said?
The girl, the shoe girl that I was just talking to. She said she was having a seizure.
Okay.
Can you check with her, please? Right. I'm very concerned about her.
Sure, sure. Hold on just a moment, please.
Okay.
Her name was Hannah.
Hannah.
Oh, nice. Nice music.
She busted me. I didn't appreciate that.
I got the recipe for making love. I got the recipe right here, Jen.
Yeah, I have too.
It's penis.
It doesn't work for me.
It's pussy and cock. I'm offended by this song.
This is such a great song.
Not be perfect when it's said and done. Getting there's gonna be so much fun.
Ken says it's a roofie and penis.
I've got the recipe for making love. I've got the recipe for making love. I've got
making
the
fuck.
Recipe for making love. I'll show you what it's made of.
You think they're really checking if she has a seizure? They gotta be thrown on the ground. I'm not having fun. She is. See? She's screaming. She's having fun.
I'm just engaged. Just listening.
I like how Milkman's line came right as she picked up the phone. He's like, I did not. That was really gross of you, Milkman. Jeez. You must be into that.
I've got the recipe for making love.
I'm getting gay just listening to this.
I'm gonna have sex to this song. It's a good song.
Such a brilliant tune, wow.
Not Carolina scored 26 to 7 now. We're catching up. Same singer.
When the weather finally clears, I wonder if you change your mind.
I love the chat room. Ken saying we are on hold. Is your girl singing to me?
Dude, I think we're on mute from a hold here. We're busted. She's telling on us.
I really think they're checking to see you having a seizure. Dude, I got this old massive. Attention, everyone. We have an alert. Someone is having a seizure.
Thank you so much for holding, Cross.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She wasn't having any kind of a seizure. I just talked to her.
Are you sure? Because one of the signs of that is denial. that they say, oh, I'm not having a seizure because they lose their mentality. Their mental stability goes away.
Yeah, I've talked to her, and she's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Okay, is there something that I can help you with?
Well, first of all, when I was on hold, there was a song. I don't know if you heard it or you know what it is. It's
okay.
It's called I Have a Recipe for Making Love.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you play something like that? That's offensive and disgusting.
Okay, I can definitely pass your feedback along. It is just a song that does come up on occasion in the rotation, but I can definitely let someone know that you don't appreciate it.
Well, I want an explanation what the recipe is for making love.
Sir, unfortunately, I'm not able to answer that question.
Do you not know?
Sir, I can't answer that question. I didn't write the song, so I don't really know what it's about.
Well, the song was written by Harry Connick Jr.
Okay. I'm still not able to answer as to what particular recipe it is. Now, is there something Zappos-related that I can help you with?
Well, yes. Well, the recipe, basically, you have some type of alcoholic drink to start off with. Red wine, mostly for the women. They like that to relax them. And then you turn on the lights a little bit, and you need it like a bed. Or sometimes a couch works too, but preferably for the ladies, like a nice. I'm sure you would prefer, something comfortable, right? Like a bed. You wouldn't just want to be a kind of girl that goes in the back seat or anything like that. And then what you do is then the girl lays down and the man kisses her and tells her he loves her very much.
Sir, if there isn't anything Zappos-related, I'm going to have to disconnect the call because this is inappropriate.
The phone, I was on the phone with Zappos, and the song said about the recipe for making love. So this is Zappos-related.
Zappos-related would mean a product that's on the website. It's not going to be based on the song or what you feel is the recipe for making love. And I'm happy to help you look at items on the website.
Listen,
but I'm not comfortable with this phone call, and if it does, if you do persist in this, they will disconnect the call.
Okay, but the most important thing, and this is Zappos related, 100%, is that it's only supposed to be for men and women who are married only. You're supposed to save. It's part of this beautiful sanctity of marriage, and the blessing of a marriage under God, Christian marriage, Christian love. And it's for procreation, to spread the word of Jesus through procreating and expressing love is one of the gifts that God gave us.
Sir, I'm going to disconnect the call. I hope you have a good night.
And the man puts his erect penis inside of the vagina that's aroused. Yeah, that's it. All right, cool. I like how she's saying, I don't want to. She's actually like, I'm not interested in talking about the recipe for making love. And I laugh because I'm thinking, why are we having this conversation? She thought it was funny.
She wanted to have that discussion.
She secretly wanted to know the recipe. I have a special recipe for that, guys.
Yeah, red wine. We heard all about it. Red wine, telling her you love her, and a comfortable location.
Kissing her and telling her you love her. Yep.
Over here, it kind of suffices if you just pull your trousers down.
That's the prep work. I was just getting started, but she got all bashful. That's not even the beginning. That's just the scratching the surface.
Hey, do you have any one of those young girls' numbers there you was calling before?
Why, Milkman? What is your problem? My God.
No. I thought it was a good one. Next time, instead of being cross, call with Jack Masterson.
Send all the numbers to me, please. I would like to call them privately when the show is over.
I do not have any more yet. I'm sure UK Godfather will be more than
call one back is call one back cross, and then you meet Jack Masterson or introduce Jack Masterson.
Okay, sounds good. Then we'll put you on the phone, but you sound just like Jack Masterson without the marker. I don't
sound like Jack Masterson.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. Oh, Milkman. Oh, Milky. Look at the Fire Engine Pub.
Wow.
The Fire Engine Pub. If they answer, sing to them, and saves their wake-up call from BT. Okay.
BT.
British telephone machine.
Oh, BT.
BT, yep. That's you and Ted used to call BT a lot, right? Give them shit?
Yeah, we used to call it because they can't hang up. Well, they can if you swear, but normally, like, if you just, like, say something that's completely unrelated, they don't, they can't do anything about it. They just have to stay on the line and listen.
Listen to you and...
Just up for 20 or 30 minutes with these guys. You'll get them going and keep asking questions, and then they'll try to cut, and then you'll say, no, no, no. And
Ted's acting like Jack. This is Jack. Jack.
Oh, hi, man. This is Jack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Jack. Can you send the request a prank? Really? Well, I'll check it. Thank you, Ken. Phone network error. Let's try again. It's trying. Still going through. All right, well, it's not going through. We'll call this sauna here instead.
In the sauna?
In Bristol, yeah. We're ask if the village sauna, ask if they're open and ask for Sheila. Ask if she's been in lately or the owner of the lounge. Okay, cool.
Sauna.
Sauna, you know that's a place where you go and you sweat your balls?
Yes, I know. I use the sauna every day.
Do you tap your feet? Is that the sign?
No, I lift a towel for the men.
Without your hands?
Yeah. It's a UK number. Why would the sauna be open at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning?
Okay. Ask Ping Pong, he sent it in.
Does he know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
Someone claiming to be Tabachi sent in a number for James Grump's wife. Please call Miss Grump as a radio station host and tell her household won a prize. Ask her why she has been calling you nonstop for the past week and claim harassment. Who is James Grump? Any idea? Milkman, you know who that is?
Never heard of him.
Nah, me neither. Let's find out. I know Tabachi's real name. So I'm going to use Tabachi's real name for this call.
But do Jack Masterson know as a character?
You do it really good with the radio show thing. I don't know.
I imagine that. It's almost like I do a radio show. Yeah, internet radio is not the same thing.
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak with Ms. Grump?
Just a minute, please. Yes?
Yes, is this Ms. Grump?
Yes.
Oh, what are you doing there? I'm calling from the radio station. I'm calling
from... What do you mean from the radio station?
I'm calling from KBBY. You've just won a prize. Congratulations.
Do you mind repeating that?
You won a prize from the radio station.
I'm not even sure I was listening to a radio station.
Well, your information was passed on here a few months ago, and you're in the pool for the prize, the grand prize. You've won three... Shut up. You've won three AMC tickets.
Three... What kind of a ticket?
It's for AMC, American Movie Company Machine. It's for the movie theater.
Yeah, which movie theater is this?
It's movie theater. It's Troy Adult Movies. It's an adult movie theater and peep show and magazine store. There's adult books and adult movies that play here 24 hours a day.
I see. And you're calling me at 11:30? 5 minutes of 11 to tell me this?
Well, yeah, we're open 24 hours, so we'd like you to come down and watch a movie and give us your rating information of the movie theater and the movies and the sound quality.
And when's this supposed to happen?
Well, when can you get down here? We can send a car for you. We're going to send a Lincoln Town car down there for you. Milkman is going to be driving it.
Oh. Well, what time of day or night are you talking about?
Well, when are you interested in coming down and watching an adult film?
Well, now, where is this supposed to be? You kind of lost me there.
It's on Church Street. It's in a Red District area. It's next to the liquor store. You get free popcorn, you get free lubricant, and you get to use the facilities as much as you like. 4 hours worth of adult video, adult movie watching. You sit down and you watch an adult movie.
Well, I hear you and I don't hear you.
What do you mean? Do you know what an adult movie is?
An adult movie?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, in my younger days, I thought adult movies was something I shouldn't watch as a teenager.
Well, now you can because you're grown up. See, this is a movie theater where men come and they sit down and they watch the adult movies together.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate the offer, but...
Do you like girls or do you like boys?
I'm sorry?
Do you like girls or boys?
I like girls.
Yeah, good. Well,
that's a strange question. Oh,
well, no, we have movies for boys that like boys, too, if that's the problem. Don't feel bad.
No, it's almost 11
would you prefer,
o'clock.
What if I sent you a few movies, then, for you to watch?
Send them to me to watch?
Yeah, and then you could tell me what you think of the adult movie.
Well, what do I play them on?
Do you have a DVD player? We can send you one also.
No, I think I will just pass on this. And
are you interested in watching the adult movie, aren't you? Just a little bit?
I'm watching, I really don't know what channel it is, but it's... I think it's called Mrs. Doubtfire or something like that.
Oh, yeah. See, you like that movie because it's a boy who dresses like a girl.
Yeah, I just had company, which just left.
Was an adult?
About 10 minutes ago, and I'm just trying to catch up now, and I'm not sure what part of the movie I'm in.
Oh, the movie?
But
I
really am not...
Listen,
interested in anything of that at this time of night.
The movie I want to send you is called The Recipe for Making Love. That's what it's called.
Would you mind repeating that, please?
The movie we want to send you is an adult movie called The Recipe for Making Love. It stars Jim Stewart. He's a new adult film star from the United Kingdom. And a woman named Hannah. And another girl named Amber Waves.
And you're sending that to where, my house?
Yes, yes. We're going to send it to your house with a DVD player, and you watch this movie, and you masturbate to it, and do whatever you want. And then when you're done watching, and you have an orgasm and everything, then you want you to write down your thoughts of what the good parts were and the bad parts were.
I'll tell you, your invitation is very... enticing, but I think I'll just pass on this.
Would you be interested in just masturbating?
Perhaps you can call me at a later date.
So you're interested in masturbating.
But in the meantime, I'm really not in the mood for anything that I cannot completely understand. So I think I will thank you very much for your offer. And I will decline with gracious thanks to you, sir. And with that, I will say goodbye.
I will bid you adieu then. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Goodbye, sir. Okay, that was kind of weird at the end there.
What the fuck?
It's enticing. Alrighty.
I love how you were like, yeah, starring Jim Stewart and Hannah. Who the fuck?
Hannah, that's the the seizure girl from Zappos.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a number for taxis here. Jim, would you like to call a taxi in the United Kingdom?
A cab in the UK, yeah, all right.
No, a taxi.
Yeah, a cab. Yeah, a taxi cab. Let's call them.
I'm going to call them. Milkman's going to pick up. hang on, Milkman. Hang on, Carlito. I got a fare. Oh.
taxis.
Yeah, hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, excellent. I need a taxi.
From where?
From there, I want to come there to you.
From where, sorry?
Yeah, from your place over there where you are.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, and I want to go to the airport.
Okay, you're going to come over to the base, or...?
I'm going to come to the base. How do I get there?
Well, I don't know whereabouts you are, mate.
Well, how about from the town centre? How do I get there?
From the town centre? Whereabouts in the town centre are you?
Outside W.H. Smith, do you know?
What, by the galleries?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly that.
Okay, you need to go, if you're, what, you want to walk from there, do you?
Yeah, I'm going to walk. It's not that smart, because I like walking in the cold.
What, so you can see McDonald's, can you?
Not yet, no, but I could walk and see McDonald's, yeah.
I suppose you can see W.H. Smith, because that's inside the galleries.
Okay, yeah.
You need to basically, there's a gym on the corner.
Excellent.
You need to take a left at that gym, walk up to the top of that road.
Yeah.
Top of that road, take a right, and then you'll come to a big roundabout.
Is it?
It's about a 10-minute walk from there, to be fair, mate. Do you know what I'm picking up from where you are?
10-minute walk from roundabout. Excellent. Yeah, send somebody to the galleries. Will you send a man to the gallery?
Yeah. Okay, what's your name?
Mr. Stewart.
All right, and I need a mobile number, mate.
I don't have one, because I'm calling from the air.
What?
I'm calling from the air. It's a new thing. It's a system.
Right. It's going to make it. All right, if you stand on the corner by the gym.
Yes.
A driver will be there in 5 minutes for you, all right?
Excellent. I will be waiting for him. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Excellent. Thank you.
What was that about?
Wait, let him come. Let him send someone, and then call him back in 10 minutes and ask him where the cab is.
And we'll laugh at him. Yes, okay, good. Keep that there. Milkman, keep that on Gort, if you don't mind, on the Gort list, please. I would appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Send me a Gort alert in about 5 minutes, and we'll call.
It's better if he does something first, and then we fuck with him.
Yes, because that wastes the resources. Very good.
Exactly. And then he gets angry, and then we have something to go on.
And then we have something to play with. Very good. Milkman, you can learn something from Jim Stewart, you know? Milkman's always, oh, do it now. Here now. Mess with him now. Tell him to crash the taxi.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. Yes, is this McCracken?
Yeah.
Hi, I understand you have a Ford pickup truck that's for sale with a factory wheel, four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
All right, and how much are you asking for this stupid shit?
Huh?
How much are you asking for this?
This truck.
This stupid...
6,000.
Shit. 6,000?
Uh-huh.
How many stupid miles does it have on it?
Stupid miles?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Phil.
Who?
Phil.
I don't know exactly how many miles is on it. I guess that's a look. Not very many. Motors been rebuilt.
Are you near the truck right now?
No.
Can you check for me real quick?
No, it's in the garage. I'm in the bed.
Oh, well, I'll give you... What if I were to give you $8,000 for it, if you were to help me out?
Huh?
I'll give you $8,000 for it.
Who is this?
This is Phil. Well?
Yeah.
Well, sir, can we please talk about the truck?
Yeah.
We'll go check it. Just tell me what the mileage is real quick. I'm going to put it in the computer.
Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's 23,000.
You at the truck now?
No, I'm back in the house.
Well, I thought you were at the truck, then how would you know?
Huh?
Does the horn work on the truck?
Yeah.
Can I hear it?
Is the mile what?
The horn on the stupid truck. Can you honk it?
Oh, no.
I want to make sure it's working.
Buddy, this is a phone.
This is a phone.
This is a company's phone.
So? Now honk the horn. What's that got to do with the horn?
If you want to talk, you're going to talk about tomorrow, please.
Dude, you're stupid. You know that? Anyway, here's someone who's selling a 1995 blue Chevy for $3,500. His name is Greg. Let's do it. I got a whole list of people selling things. Jen, did you know that?
No.
It's very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People sell things.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Shut up. Let's see. We have for sale 18 scrub tops, 2 pants, 2 jacket, size L and XL, asking $30 for all. I also have a child potty. Very clean for $3. All right. There you go. Hey, a child potty. That's where the kid takes a shit. It's very low to the ground. I think that's how it works, right?
Take a cocky.
Take a poop. Okay, I got a good idea for this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4, 2, 3.
Ah, that would have been a good one. We'll try it again. Woohoo!
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking for the scrub tops for sale, 2 pants, and a jacket machine.
Yeah, it's my daughter's.
Okay, all right. And she wore these before?
Yeah, she's wore them before. They're clean. They don't have stains on them or nothing.
Oh, that's too bad. How many times does she wear them? A lot?
I think they more like a couple of them. She wore more than she did the others.
Okay. Does she have any that she hasn't washed yet that she wore? Any clothes? Any panties or anything?
That she has a what?
That she hasn't washed yet? Like any panties or anything?
No.
That she'd be willing to sell? Do you think she'd maybe sell her panties that she's worn?
Why?
Just because I like to have the panties after a girl wears them. Does she have anything like that? I give like $20 per panties for each one.
I don't know.
Do you have any panties maybe you sell?
No.
Oh, you don't wear panties?
No, half the time I don't.
You don't half the time?
Half the time I don't.
Oh, that's good. How old are you?
I'm 54.
Oh, you don't wear panties a lot? You like it?
Yeah, I've always been this way.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. That's nice. Do you take good care down there and everything? You're clean?
Yeah.
Oh, but so you're like your privates, they go on your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, can you maybe sell some of your pants like that before you wash them?
I don't know about that.
Well, I'll give you maybe like $50 if you wear like the pants for like 2 days without washing them. Like your sleeping pants?
Yeah.
That you wear to sleep?
Yeah, mostly wear shorts.
Oh, that's nice. You're wearing a pair of shorts right now?
Yeah.
Oh, and how long will you wear them for? Just tonight?
Yeah, I put them on after I took a shower.
Oh, okay. And then, like, so in the morning you don't take a shower, right? You just take your pants off? Your little shorts? Do you do anything, like, when you sleep?
I don't think so.
You, like, touch yourself down there or anything? With the pants on? The shorts on? Anything?
Not that I know of.
Oh, you don't know if you do that? Okay. Well, would you wouldn't be willing to sell your dirty pants or anything like that?
I ain't never had nobody come right out and say stuff like that, but, you know, I don't knock you knowing it like that.
You don't know. That's good. You're very open-minded. I like that. Do you have a husband or anything? Or?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you don't think he would care?
Nah, he doesn't live too far. He lives little further from me.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's as far as nice and convenient. You know?
Yeah.
I like that. All right. And then, so, and you also have a child potty?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, you're only asking for $3 for that?
Yeah.
All right. And then that's, so that's where the, you sit down and you take a shit in the potty? You
go, yeah. But the top could come off and set it on the commode.
Okay. So maybe, I don't know, have you used it before?
Me?
Yeah.
No, my grandson did.
Oh, because I could maybe make a special wooden chair, and we could put that on top, and you could sit on it, and I could watch you?
I don't know if I go that far or not.
Oh. Well, maybe just pee, not poop, but maybe a little pee-pee?
No.
No? Would you be willing to have your, is it your grandson's?
No.
Who's it belong to? Who uses it? Your son?
My daughter.
Your daughter uses it?
Uh-huh. No, my grandson's used the potty.
Oh, do you think maybe your grandson can use it before you sell it to me?
I don't know about that. My daughter has it.
I'd give you like $100 if your grandson like would go potty on it.
Well, I don't know how she'd feel about that.
Oh, maybe we can call her and ask?
No, I can't. She's working.
Oh, she's in the hospital? Is that where she works? Is she a nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very nice. Very nice. Well, do you think maybe when would be a good time to call you about getting this dirty underwear?
Tomorrow evening would be fine.
Okay. Will your daughter be there maybe tomorrow evening?
She may be.
Can you ask her for me tomorrow during the day? Ask her, tell her that someone called for her dirty underwear and see if she'd be interested. I'll pay like $50 per underwear. Like whatever she wears tonight. Whatever, tell her not to wash it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I'll tell her.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, you have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Holy shit.
She sounded really spasticated, like, what the fuck?
She sounded really, like, medicated.
We need to ring that taxi back.
Oh, yes, the taxi. Thank you, Jen. See? Milkman, you're supposed to send down a Gort. What happened? Milkman, see?
No, we lost Milkman. You didn't see?
No!
Yeah, he dropped out.
Why? He's upset about that prank call. He doesn't like it.
I don't know.
He's upset. I don't like that. That's not funny. That's a lady. That's a female. Why are you talking to her like that? All right, let me add him back first because he gets upset, Jen. Do the show without him. He gets mad.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Hello?
Hey, Milkman. Hey.
Ah.
Lost you there. We were talking to an old lady about her panties. Did you hear that?
I heard part of that, yeah, man. I was like fascinated. I was like, great call, man.
Yeah, I'll save that for you because I know you like that older ladies.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd ask her if she'd pee in the toilet for you. Right. Yeah, make sure it still works safely.
Alright.
Taxis. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I ordered a taxi, I told you.
Hey, he's waiting outside the gym, mate. Where are you?
He's waiting outside the gym, is he?
Yeah, that's 24-hour gym.
Is it? Can you give me his telephone number?
Yeah.
Well, 4-4, I'm gonna give him your number so he can ring you, all right?
Yeah, you got it ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Give it to me. What is it?
Yeah, Rog.
Right. I've been missing it, mate. Right, his number is 07920.
Yeah.
014.
Yeah.
261.
Yeah, excellent. Right, we'll ring him straight away. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah.
All right. His name is right. Raj. You heard him? He's in the back.
Yeah.
I'm ringing at the gym.
Oh, shit. This is going to be great.
Oh, now, how do I... Okay, I do +411 and then...
Yeah, +411 and then the rest of the number. Do you need me to put it into the chat?
I think I can do it. I think I finally learned how to do this.
I've got the number. I'll put it into Skype. But...
All right.
And then you just have to click it.
Oh, cool.
Shit.
Shit.
There you go, try that.
Let's see. Oops.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah, then it was my fault. Hang on, let me try. Just a moment, ladies and gentlemen listening. Here we go.
Excellent.
Hello?
Hello, Raji.
Mate, where are you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm outside in the gym.
Which side?
I'm in the inside of the out into the gym.
Okay, just let me come up from the car.
Yeah,
because
excellent.
I'm standing by the lights.
Come, where are you? I can't see you. Are you in the lights?
By the lights, yeah.
You are, which light are you by?
I'm just coming up now.
Can you jump or wave so I can see? Jump. You jump? Are you jumping?
Yeah.
I can't see any jumping man. Are you jumping?
Where are you? You can't see anybody?
No, I can see two people, but I can't see anybody is jumping. Can you jump?
I'm middle of the road.
Oh,
I'm jumping
of
the road.
Oh, in the middle of the road. Can you wave or something so I can see?
Yeah, I'm waving now.
Oh, you are waving. You are the waving man. I see you. Yeah, I see you.
Yeah?
I'm coming.
Do you see me?
Do you see me?
No. I don't know where you are.
I'm this side. Looking to the side.
Left or right?
Your right side. That's it. Yeah. Keep walking that direction. Can you see? You need to give me a hand. I'm in a wheelchair. I need some assistance from you.
No problem.
Walk this way. I see you. I see. Yeah, just keep coming that way.
I'm coming right way?
Yeah, you're coming right way. Keep coming. That's it. Yeah. You are almost there. Almost there, man! Yeah, nearly, that's it. There you are. Ah, yeah, excellent. Actually, let me tell you something, my friend. I lied to you. I'm afraid I'm a liar and a cheat.
Huh?
I'm lying. I cheated. I told you a lie. I'm not there. I'm actually here.
Yeah.
I'm outside. I'm in the Lawford Street. Do you know Lawford Street?
Lawford Street. I know Lawford Street, yeah.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm actually there.
I mean, that's Lawford Street is my base.
Yeah, I know. You're at number 5, aren't you?
Yeah, number 5, yeah.
Yeah, I'm above in the flat, do you know?
Yeah, but where are you now?
I'm there, and what I'd like you to do, I'd like to get inside the taxi, you know, your taxi, and I want you to honk loudly the horn. Do you understand?
You're confusing me, my friend.
Why do you mean? Why are you confused?
Because in the night time, I can't beep.
But I want you to beep and wake people.
No,
I want you to wake.
I can't because it's night time. Not allowed to be before 7.
But that's not good, man. Okay, let me ask you something else. If I come into the taxi, can I sit in the back and do dirty things?
No, mate.
Why?
I know who you are now.
I want to pee all over the back seat. Can I do that?
Yeah, if you pay me 1,000 quid.
I won't pay you any money. Don't be silly. I want to get in there and pee. All over the back seat, the front seat, the window, the dashboard.
Then you have to find somebody else, mate.
But I want to, can I pee with you? I want to pee on you. Can I do that?
No, man, I can't pee onto you.
What do you mean you want to pee onto me? What are you, Gandu? What is wrong with you?
I'm not Gandu. I think you Gandu, do you?
What do you mean I'm Gandu, idiot? Why are you swearing at me?
Galaxy, yeah?
Yeah, I'm there, Lawford Street. Hello?
Yes, mate.
Hello?
Yes, which name? What did he say?
He was all around
What the bloody hell? Hello? Rodney!
You want to eat that?
Yes,
sir. What the fuck's going on?
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
sit there to fucking court. I'm for it.
Shall I?
Don't open them, you know.
Should I disconnect?
Which one?
No, no, yeah, you could try and then call him back. I don't know.
Yeah? Yeah, everything's right.
How would I call the headquarters with him on the line?
Yeah, yeah, try that. Yeah, okay. yeah. Are we going to hit him on the private jet?
You bastard. Oh, Any good?
Yeah. What's he done? Yeah. What
the
fuck's going on,
man? I don't know. I'm getting the number.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Taxi.
Hello, yeah. It's Mr. Stewart.
Huh?
I'm inside your taxi man with your taxi man, but he's not, he's being rude.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, I said to him, could I pee on the back seat? And he said no. And he said, is okay, can he pee on me?
What?
Yeah.
We don't know about you, weirdo.
What do you mean? Why are you saying that?
Talking shit, mate.
You are shit, you idiot. Hello?
All right, I'm going to disconnect him, and I'll try calling him back. Oh, my God. You should have just said that you're still waiting for him, and he would have tried to call him. We could have heard him on the radio.
Hello? Hello, yeah, what happened? You didn't pick me up. Hello? Raji?
Nothing.
Yeah,
have you talked to them before? They seem to recognize you for some reason.
I don't know, maybe. I've called a lot of taxi companies.
I think he's like, I know who you are now. UK Godfather, yeah. What's going on, man? Do you know those people? UK Godfather? UK?
Yeah, he's not talking either.
You're stupid, UK Godfather. Bye. He's I want to call. I don't want to talk. I just want to be here. All right, let's see what else we got then. Tabachi sending in a number. The number. No, he didn't. That's the same one. Same stupid number from stupid Tabachi. Let's see here. UK Godfather. Sent another other taxis, okay?
Jack Masterson.
We got a number for the hotel, the Burj Dubai Al Arab, the tallest building in the world.
Hey, that's a really famous.
What do you want? Hey Godfather. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Well done.
Thank you. That's it?
Yeah.
The Burj Al Arab is a fucking amazing hotel.
Isn't it?
Brilliant, beyond belief.
Yeah, we should go there one day. Do archery.
We should.
We should all go there and eat some pork. Yeah.
Good morning, Burj Al Arab. This is Alfred of Mafia.
Yes, hi. I'd like to have a pork sandwich, please.
I'm sorry, sir?
I want a big pork sandwich. A big pig ass.
Are you calling Burj Al Arab?
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, that's what you said, right? Stupid.
This is Burj Al Arab Hotel, sir.
Yeah, that stupid big building, that piece of shit.
It's up to you.
Well, it is a stupid piece of shit.
It's up to you, sir. That's your opinion.
Okay, yeah. Listen.
Mm.
You know what the most beautiful building in the world is?
I don't know, sir.
The Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
The what?
Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
Okay.
It's a beautiful... Have you ever been there? They signed the Declaration of Independence there.
No, I haven't been there, sir.
It's in America, you know, it's the greatest country in the world.
I agree, sir.
You do? That's nice. That's very nice of him.
Yeah, I need to know what the hell, though. He just, like, literally disconnected the second he said that.
No.
Oh, no, he's got, like, an auto call block thing.
Holy crap, no, not enough Skype credit. That took away, like, cost me, like, $2 to call that fucking place.
Holy shit, really?
Holy shit, yeah, now I gotta get more Skype credit. We're gonna call the UK later. Shit! I mean, they're gonna play a prank call and get that, get more credits. Aw, oh, man. All right, well, we got a glass repair in Ireland. I can't call them because we don't have credits. Oh, shit. God damn it. Damn it. We're never calling Dubai again, that's for sure. Too expensive. What do we got here? We got some numbers in the United States. San Jose. Jimmy. We got a diner in California. All right, well, hang on. Let me play a prank call. Let me buy some more Skype credits real quick. Take my
you got a Turkish horseman there who wants to talk to Jim.
A Turkish
wife. What's his name? What's his wife called again? I forget her name.
Faizan.
Yeah, Faizan. That's
Faizan. Unwanted attribute now. Okay, great. Thank you, Skype. I have an unwanted attribute. That means a bug.
We should call Faizan. She's probably expecting us.
Jim said he sent some kind of number in.
Who did?
Hello, lady.
Here's your lady, Jen.
Thanks.
242429.
Try to drag it out.
I'll try.
Good evening, Turkish Kitchen.
Hello, Faizan. It's Jen Stewart. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing excellently, excellently. Do you remember me from last week?
I do. You said you want to come here, but you didn't come, right?
No, I didn't come because I was scared of you. I had a fear of you. I had a Faizan phobia.
Faizan what?
Faizan phobia. You know phobia?
No, I don't know. What is that?
It's like a fear, like people who are scared of flying or spiders.
Oh. You scared of me?
Yeah, I have Faizanophobia.
Oh, I see.
You understand?
Okay, can you call, ladies? I am busy right now.
I don't care. That's the whole point of me calling you. I want to disturb you while you're busy.
Oh, that's why. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll turn off phone.
I want you to get naked. I'm going to come today, this time, I promise. And I want you to get all naked, no clothing. Do you understand?
Okay, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, on the table with the legs apart. Do you understand?
She's something else. That flies on.
She's waiting.
That was really nice. I don't know. I don't get it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is
yes?
Mr. Stewart. Yeah, yeah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm excellent, excellent. What happened? You didn't get naked. Faizan.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Faizan. I'm still here. You can't disconnect me. I've stolen your phone.
Okay, come stole it then.
No, I stole it already. I've taken the phone line, so when you pick it up again, I'll still be there.
Oh, okay. Okay, see you.
Yeah. It's mine now.
What's your big
group? She's going to pick it up again in a second. She has to.
Well, let me play a prank call real quick. A longer,
yeah.
Longer one, and I'll see if I can maybe get some Skype credit here. Give me a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Buick in there? My brother Richie's got a Buick in there, and I just want to know if I can come pick it up.
Well, nobody's coming here tonight. I've already told him that I've been really nice, and I'm really don't like the threat today.
My brother Richie, and
well, if he comes up here, he's going to jail.
No.
Keep his ass away from here, because if he comes up here tonight, he's going to jail.
Our dad's a lawyer. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to jail.
I don't want him up here threatening me and my dog.
No, I'm not trying to. We just want to get the Buick.
No,
it's okay. Listen, it's okay. We're just going to come and get the Buick. Nobody's trying to be threatened.
No, you're not
just
coming up here tonight.
It's okay.
Just like I told him. My business hours are from 10
to
12.
Let us in the door. It's okay. Just open
the gate.
Call up
before you come.
No, nobody says anything. We're just going to open. Just open the gate for us. It's okay.
No.
Everybody be happy.
All right.
Open the gate.
Now.
open.
All right, this is the only way I'll do it. If you hear, you listening to me?
Okay, yeah.
You call the sheriff's office, and you come up here with a deputy. Then we'll go into the backfield. But if you don't show, if you show up without a deputy, somebody's going to jail.
Do you understand me? Okay, yeah.
Hey,
we're showing up.
I don't like being threatened.
I'm actually,
I don't like my dog being threatened, and I don't like
my buddy.
My house.
I tell you what. What about a city cop?
Well, there ain't no city cop that'll come out here because Newport is a sheriff's department. You'll have to call and make
arrangements
to have a deputy. My
sister's a state trooper, so maybe she can come out. But listen, it's okay. Just open the gate for us, okay?
I want a uniformed officer in a patrol car.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
If there's not, then I'm going to have my gun in my hand. Do I make myself clear? And I will not take any crap.
Listen,
and I will not be threatened.
I got Kevlar. I used to live in England.
I don't give
a damn
what you got, mister. You.
Thank you,
I don't
Jim.
Know what the problem is between your brother and his girlfriend.
Okay.
But it's not something that's worth all this bullshit. You follow me?
Listen.
You come up here in a peaceful mood with an officer, and I'll go in there tonight. And I'm going out of my way for this.
That's going to happen.
But if you don't show up
don't
with an officer.
Don't question the officer.
You're gonna get turned around or go to jail.
Holy shit! No, we're not going to jail. We got a connection. So listen, let me spell it out for you, buddy.
All right, good. We got more credit. We got $25.
Right. That'll be cool, man.
Yeah, you like that? UK Godfather.
What's gonna happen?
Yeah, that taxi sounded.
Do you have a history with that taxi place that you sent in, or just random taxi?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Long history?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Look at that.
Are you in Bristol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
There you go. You guys should hang out. New York Giants, 36.
I'm quite far from Bristol, actually, so.
Giants won 36-7.
Yeah, I'm in London.
36-7, Jin.
What happened?
Giants beat Carolina, 36-7.
What does that mean?
That means the Giants won.
Yay.
All right, we got Michelle.
That means Richie screwed up again.
Probably. Well, that means Richie got some points probably because he's got their quarterback. Michelle selling two Rottweiler pups for sale, asking 200 and three kittens to give away. And if someone wants the mama, she is free too. Yay! The mama kitten or the mama dog.
Who? Chloe?
No, Chloe. Chloe's mine. If I got divorced, I'll keep Chloe.
I'll give her away.
I'll never give Chloe away. I'll give my wife and Davi away if I give Chloe away.
Heard something about singing to the UK?
Put them in the book bag first.
Have you heard me sing before? Hello? Oh. I got an idea.
Hi, you got Mickey. Leave me a message and I'll holler back at you.
At the tone,
holla
please
back.
Record your message. When you have finished recording...
Let me holla, holla, holla. I had a good idea for those Rottweiler pups. We have for sale one coffee table and two end tables. They're made of oak and are very sturdy and great condition. You can send a pic if we want. This is Angie. With some tables. Milkman, you were looking for some tables, right? There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Milkman's going to make the call.
Make a call, Milkman. Watch Milk was like, horror.
Yeah, I got that radical scooter.
Have you ever, Milkman,
Milkman
do,
please do the call. It'd be so funny.
Listen how Milkman does prank calls. It's so weird.
It's so good.
He just puts out his weird voice like, horror.
Hello, I'm Milkman.
I heard you got some tables for sale. My rascal scooter.
Here it is. Shit.
Milkman, get a coffee table. There you go. Do it.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. I understand you have a table, two end tables for sale?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. I'll let you talk to my mom about them.
Oh, how old's your mom?
I'm not sure where I'm her son. I don't want to keep it.
Oh yeah, milkman. You should do it when his mom comes on.
Come on, milkman. Do it.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. My friend Milkman wants to buy the tables. He's a little shy.
The Milkman?
Yeah, that's his nickname. That's what we all call him. We're from back in the Army. We all have code names.
Oh, okay.
All right. Milkman.
Do I need to send a picture of him?
Well, yeah. Do you, the pictures, were anybody being on the table in the pictures?
No.
Would you lay down on the table?
No.
Oh, who's going to take the picture? Your son?
Probably.
Can he get on the table?
Quick.
Oh, here's Milkman. Now, why do you don't want to do prank calls, Milkman? You bashful?
Yeah, I'm going. Go ahead, man. You guys keep them going.
God. We try to get you to do it. You're like, oh, my phone's not working now. All right.
I'll do one.
Here's one. My name is Madison. I'm looking for a way to make some extra money. I would like to babysit or do some yard work, like raking leaves. I am 14 years old, so I can't get a real job, but I'm very dependable and independent. All right, here we go. Let's call Madison.
Are you going to give him a job?
Yeah, I'll give him a job.
Hey, what the hell is with all these people we're calling tonight? It is a weird accent. Like the hooker lady, the first one you talk to, she sounds like she's some trailer park whore.
The hooker lady? Yeah. It's there's a website out there.
It's such a weird accent. What is that?
I think it's Alabama.
Oh, it's horrible.
What's language?
Hello, yes. Is Madison there?
She's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Well, Madison's supposed to come over here to do some work. Why is Madison late again? What's the matter? Stupid Madison.
She didn't like that.
No. Parents
can you hear me?
Nope.
Okay. Is this the UK?
Nope. You want us to call the UK? You want us to sing? You want me to sing? Seriously?
UK Godfather wants to sing. Come on, you want to sing to somebody. You can call them up and say happy birthday to you.
All right, we'll call Ireland. I'll call Ireland and sing because they have such a good track record for patience and humor when it comes to stuff like that. Give me a second.
I'm shit today. What the fuck? You know, I'm having a really bad week.
It's okay. You got
to
practice.
It's nearly the weekend, mate.
I'm gonna complain to this bastard whoever picks up. Let me talk to this guy.
Fuck.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm not all right, man. I've had a really shit week, and I need to talk to somebody. I'm feeling really depressed. You know this. Hello?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, good. Well, I had this girl, right? She is like the absolute girl of my dreams. She is absolutely gorgeous. You can't believe it. And you know what happened? I disabled my Facebook, and then I came back on, and it said she is now in a relationship. She went from being single to being in a relationship. Do you know how much that hurt?
Yeah.
It fucking, I wanted to kill myself. I still do. Do you know that feeling?
Don't do that anyway.
What? No, it's bad, though. Do you not think that is just fucking horrible feeling? That's just terrible.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's had an effect on everything, you know? I can't even talk to people anymore. I'm just a shit now. I'm just a cunt. Hello?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, what's wrong with you anyway?
What do you mean, what's wrong with you?
You want to get cast on her?
What do I want to get?
You want to get cast on?
I don't want to get cast on. I want to get a girlfriend.
Class.
No, no, fucking hell. Don't get a girlfriend. No, you're fucking mad.
Well, fucking, what's wrong with you, you cunt? Go and get me a girl. What's wrong with you, you fucking bastard?
Hey, boys, look.
You stupid prick. I need you to get me a girl. I just fucking told you.
All right, bye bye.
What? Hello?
It's a glass repair place, that's funny.
What the fuck? Logo, I didn't even know we were calling.
I'll call. Let me try. I burnt my lip.
See, this girl has had an effect on me. I can't do anything. Sorry, guys.
Guy talks like he's Pasquale.
Pasquale. Hello?
Is this
a glass repair?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I was drinking some Irish whiskey and I dropped the glass and there's glass everywhere.
Yeah, whatever, can you?
Yeah, I need you to come clean all this glass up. I dropped a bottle of whiskey and the glass went everywhere. Can you fix it, please?
Stop. Get off the phone then, right?
You're a prick licker.
Right.
Dublin.
Yes.
And a cunt.
Come fix the glass. Do your job. I did. I burnt myself like a dumbass. Oh, God.
How did you do that?
Because I was lighting my cigar, and the cigar is almost low. Oh, man.
Ow.
It hurts so much. I'm going to put whiskey on it.
Can I speak?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. If he picks up.
I'm sorry. We are currently having technical difficulties.
What?
Really?
I'm trying again. Oh, God, that hurts so much. I need aloe chapstick.
Hello?
I burnt my mustache.
You have a mustache?
Kinda.
I'm sorry. We are currently having technical difficulties. Bye.
Bye. How was that technical difficulties? It didn't answer the phone. That's what it was. Yeah, so I was like, look, this. I only have this much left of my cigar, and I wasn't thinking. And I had it in my mouth, and I went to light it. But, again, I'm not using my cheapy lighter. I'm using this fucking flame lighter. It has a pretty long range on it. I didn't know. So I stuck the cigar in my mouth, and I lit it. And the flame went shooting right into the top of my lip. And I haven't shaved in a week. So it singed all the little mustache, little pubic hairs that I had because I hadn't shaved yet. So it smells like burnt flesh and hair. And it hurts, man. It's burnt my lip. Oh, it hurts so bad. Oh.
Smell like kitty litter?
Kind of. It hurts, man. You don't know.
Can you call the 2424-2922 lady?
What number? No, that was 722927.
That funny lady.
They never pick up. Let me try.
Okay, no worries.
Well, I'll try. I don't mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stick Jack Masterson on them.
I'm gonna complain. All right, this is the John Batchelor residence where the lady answers with the number. But,
if I pick up, can I speak?
Yeah,
UK
sure.
Godfather.
You can, yeah, sure, UK Godfather. Why not, man? It's your birthday. You can speak.
It's your birthday.
It's not my birthday now. That was 2 weeks ago, man.
All right, never mind.
Was it really? My birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Holy shit. You guys
9th of September?
Yeah, 9th of September. What the fuck?
Jeez. Oh, God.
So cool, man.
I was born in 87.
81 here.
Okay.
For a second, I thought you guys were twins.
Gene, you on Facebook, man?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
No answer.
You fucked the number up, Carlito. You've got a zero in there. It should be 44127, not 440127.
Well, it's ringing.
I know, but I don't think it's right.
It's probably an office.
It took her a long time the first time. Give her three more rings. One more. All right, one more. All right, last one. One more.
Too many now. Stop.
I'm trying to get the other number here. I'm not ready. Woody's Diner. We'll call Woody's Diner instead. I think the U.S. ring sounds way cooler than the British one.
Yeah, it sounds better.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying? It sounds like beep.
Yeah, I want to make an order for French toast.
Did you want powdered sugar on that?
No.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I want you to put Splenda on it.
Okay.
Okay, powdered Splenda.
Splenda?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I want mayonnaise, a side of mayonnaise.
Okay.
About four orders of bacon.
Say it one more time, I can't hear you.
Four orders of bacon.
Did you want to get the diner?
The whole diner?
Well, the diner says it was either French toast or pancakes, and then you can get bacon or sausage and ape.
And an ape? What?
Wait, one more time?
Can I have an ape?
Okay, how did you want it cooked?
The ape, I would like it with bananas.
Did you want the egg over easy or scrambled, over hard, toast?
You know the thing where the egg, it has the thing in the middle?
What do you mean, poached?
Well, you know the things in the middle? The egg has a thing in the middle, and it's got white stuff on it.
Do you want it cooked on both sides or just on one side?
Well, preferably I like it so it isn't raw.
You like it so it's not raw, what you said?
Medium well.
Okay. And did you want bacon or sausage?
Let's see here. Now, which one has more sodium?
I don't know, actually. I'd probably go with the sausage.
For more sodium or less sodium?
More.
You want to put more sodium in it?
I could give you some salt packets.
Okay. Do you have any sodium chloride?
No.
You just have salt?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How many salt packets can I get?
However many you would like.
How many come in a case?
We have, like, just little packets, so I can give you, like, 10 or, like, 5, however many.
52.
52?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
I need a pitcher of water.
I can give you to-go cups, but not, like, a pitcher.
You have a to-go pitcher?
No, we don't.
How many cups of water in a pitcher?
Probably about two.
Two cups of water in one pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty small.
Did you want to get anything else?
Well, the water, yeah, but I want to make sure. Is that with ice or without ice?
Okay. I'm going to double check your order real quick. So I have French toast with no powdered sugar, and then I have eggs that you want medium well, and then a side of mayo and bananas and bacon, sausage.
You forgot the Splenda.
What's Splenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also the salt.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Cross.
And a number?
Well, my friend Jen Stewart's going to make some more orders here because I don't know where I'm going with this, okay?
Hello.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Hello?
Jen, help me.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too good. I'm angry, I'm depressed, I'm lonely.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Do you want to eat?
Yeah, I do know what I want to eat. I want to eat pussy.
Do you want any food?
No, I want pussy.
I'm going to hang up because that's very rude. Do you want
Why is that rude? Why do you think that's rude?
You asked.
It is.
You asked me what I wanted. I told you what I wanted. That's not rude. How is that rude? Should I say vagina?
Because it's not off of our menu. So if you're going to be rude like that, I'm going to hang up.
It's on your special menu between your legs.
Okay, I'm just going to cancel your whole order because...
No!
Don't be silly. Okay, why would you do that?
Come on, please.
Then order food only.
Okay, how old are you?
That's none of your business.
But I think you sound very nice. Why can I not come in there and talk to you?
Okay, you need to hold on a second, okay?
Okay, I'm holding. What the fuck is she doing?
She's checking her menu.
She's getting a vibrator.
That pussy.
Yeah, we don't have to push you. What the hell is she doing over there, man?
She's checking.
Sounds like she's moaning.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
She's getting with some black chef in the back, cooked over there, eating her out. She won't give Jen the time of day.
Shit. I made her horny and I didn't get it.
Yeah. Some black guy back the whole year. I'm good to know. Look at him, some boozy. I think they're high.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, yeah, I'm still here. Where have you been?
Okay, what food would you like to order?
I'd like to, well, first of all, where have you been, why have I been waiting, and what did you do?
I am very busy right now because I have tables to serve. So if you want food, can you please tell me? Because otherwise I'm going to hang up the phone.
Okay, all right. I want some food. Let me make an order. I want two pilau rice.
You want what?
Two rice. Do you know rice?
Rice?
Yeah, rice. Yeah. Normal rice dish. Pilau. With, I don't know. Maybe,
muffins.
Chips.
Do you have any muffins?
No,
I don't. No, forget about the muffins. He's already. You're already fat, man. You don't need
listen,
to eat anymore.
Don't be rude. Listen, this is a good one. Do you have muffins? I'm sorry, sweetie. Do you?
Yeah, listen. You don't have to give him any muffins. He's got high cholesterol. Don't give him any muffins.
Okay, so a side of rice and then no muffins.
No, I do. I want the muffin. Come on.
Two muffins in the oven.
Say it again.
Do you have a special muffin?
No.
The special muffin between your legs. That one, you know?
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone now.
No, come on, don't.
Are you sure you're not just going to get off?
How do you get between me and my muffins, Jin?
I wanted to, because that was pretty good. I used to do that with Ted. We used to, like, argue, and there'd be somebody on the phone, and we would just be having this argument.
This big argument. So like my wife. You can't have muffins! You're a diabetic and you're fat. You gotta have muffins. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. The sharpest katana that can cut anyone. Smooth. That's what Maven says. What's that about, Maven? What are you talking about, Maven? Hey, Milkman. Is he still here? Milkman. Get your friend.
He does have a sharp katana.
Tell her not to start talking stuff we don't understand. These secret things about katanas.
She cannot help it, man. I mean, the beauty is amazing.
Well, it pisses me. You know, katana swords used to be this special thing where you had to go to the special Japanese man to make it, and you know, for the family. And now, like, every single nerd out there will have a katana now. That's not cool. All this katana is made in China.
She's wearing the heirloom material.
Maven's katana is probably made, like, in Korea. It sucks. I heard it sucks. If she tried to use it, it'd probably break. You know, that's what I think.
I don't know, man. I have a feeling she could do a pretty good circumcision.
Nice. I don't need one. I already have one. Thank you. Anyway, we got Eddie's Place. Eddie's Place. Eddie's Place is in Mecca, California.
Is it a food place?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Ask them for sodium chloride again. That was quite funny. And they were like, we don't have that. We just have salt.
Hello.
This is Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Who's this?
I'd like to make an order, please.
Whip it out, man.
All right. I'd like some sodium chloride.
What else?
Special muffins.
Okay.
16.
16.
That comes after 15.
Okay.
You just counted up to 15.
All right.
What are you counting, money?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Who's this?
This is Cross. What are you counting money for?
This is Cross.
Uh-huh.
Cross who?
Cross Lopez.
Cross?
Yes.
C-R-O-S-S?
Very good. You can spell.
Okay. What do you need?
I need to make an order, I said.
We're closed.
Well, when do you open again?
5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, do you have muffins?
No.
What do you do there? What do you make?
We got burritos and stuff.
And stuff?
Yeah, burritos.
What's the secret?
Coffee.
What's the secret code?
What's the cheapest Coke?
The secret code.
Call tomorrow.
No, listen. My friend said you call Eddie. He's got the best shit, and there's a secret code.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, how do I get that?
I don't know, buddy. Call tomorrow.
Come on. I got that. Oh, man. Some places have a secret code, Milkman. You know what I'm talking about.
You need to call... You know, what was the name of that place in Breaking Bad? Los Pollos Hermanos. You call there and ask them for meth.
I've only seen the first three episodes of that so far. Please don't ruin it.
Because that's so fucking cool. That whole series.
There were some assholes, and I started watching it, and there's some assholes in the chat room here in Madhouse were like, oh, I can't believe so-and-so died. Like, you fucking dickhead. Thanks a lot. I was going to watch it on Netflix this weekend, and now I'm fucking pissed off. Hey, we got Straw Hat Pizza. We call them. Lonesome
City. Doing UK later?
You really want the UK, this guy. All right, fine, we'll call the UK.
I'm actually nervous to hear what you've got to say, UK Godfather.
God. All right, let's see. Did we already call the Fire Engine Pub? They want us to sing. That's what... Was that you that said that?
No. Yeah, you said that. UK Godfather, you said you want to sing.
I think you're involved in this.
No.
Yeah.
You've got to sing now. You have to sing.
This isn't some kind of emergency number, is it, UK Godfather?
No.
All right.
They must have you see that in the chat.
Hang on, I got to get there. UK Godfather, if this is like emergency services, I'm going to be really disappointed with you, UK
this
Godfather.
This ain't no.
All right.
Stupid. I'm on a
chat.
Lonesome getting Ireland numbers, Nunu says that.
Did you read that in the...
Cross these nuts.
We lost Milkman again.
Oh my god, it's so funny. I hung up the phone.
Or just an old couple. I'll speak to any old couple.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Here's an old man. You can talk to them.
Ah.
Hey, old man.
Happened.
Hey, no, you hung up the phone. Don't do it again.
No, I'm right here, man. I was talking to you, and then all of a sudden you was gone. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm kidding. So what happened? What's so funny? Maven's joke, if that was funny?
Yeah, did you read that in there when Maven wrote in the chat?
About these nuts?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Milkman. Milkman having a good old time. All right. So here we go, and speaking of Milkman in Berkeley, we got the Turkish cuisine. This is a competitor. We should ask about see if they know about Faizan. Faizan, what's her name? Faizan. Yeah, so they're Milkman. Berkeley is like, what, across the bay from San Francisco? Yeah, cool.
What the hell? I don't hear Milkman. I just hear chopper.
Yeah, Milkman, you're choppy. Your phone's herky-jerky.
Good evening, Turkish cuisine.
Turkish cuisine?
Yes.
Are you aware? Do you know who the Turkish kitchen is?
What?
Do you know who the Turkish kitchen is?
I am.
You are the Turkish kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was Turkish cuisine.
No, Turkish kitchen.
Oh, I was looking for Turkish cuisine.
I think you dialed wrong number.
Oh, you have Turkish food there?
Yes, we do have Turkish food here.
Okay, does it taste like shit?
If you want, I can give it to you.
No, I was wondering.
This is so funny.
Faizan!
Yes?
It's me again.
Come here, man.
I'm Kaida. I want you to
show
get naked.
Show me your bull. I want to see your bull. Come here.
I want to see your boobies, and I want to
squeeze
them.
Yeah, come. I want to see your boobies.
Where's Charlie? Is Charlie there?
She wants to see your ball.
Oh, shit.
I thought that was a different Turkish place. I
sorry, man. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I'm
no,
sorry.
That's okay. You can interrupt me, bitch. That's okay, bitch. All right. Anyway.
She was so funny, though. She was like...
I wanted to put the recommendation out there, not a recommendation, a request out there. For many Madhouse listeners or chatters or fans of the show, if you're interested, I'd like to see about us trying to get some other prank call shows on the mouth stream on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there wants to take a shot at, I guess we're pretty much open all week, right? Preferably not Saturday night because KDK's on there and we all like to listen to KDK Saturday nights.
Hi.
But if anybody wants to take their take a shot and do a show, if anybody wants
I'm bisexual and I'm trying.
I'm bisexual. I'm fabulous. What's hang on.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Just not on that night, on the bisexual night. But if anybody out there is interested, hit me up on Twitter. Not Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. That's the best way. Facebook.
What are we hitting you with? What happened?
If anybody wants to maybe take a crack at doing a show every once in a while.
You know, I should do that again. I should make a show again. What do you
think?
You
should, yeah. Sunday lunch. What did you do? Sunday lunch, was it?
Yeah, Sunday lunch with Jim Stewart.
That was a good time. Yeah. We had good times back then. If you're interested, Jim, anytime, I'll send you the details and...
We'll talk about it. Maybe it's possible, but I think we have to talk about the time differences. I don't really want to do it like at this time in the morning. It would have to be during the day.
Yeah, that's fine. Over the weekend, that worked out perfectly. If it was this time, a good time for you, in the afternoon, be cool, Sunday.
We'll see. We'll talk about it.
It doesn't have to be live. It could be just to make a podcast out of it and just, But when you do it live on the air the night or something. I just see a lot of people, because Brad stopped doing his show and we got a pretty good crowd here. So
yeah, I have time now. That's the thing. I mean, I'm not doing what I was doing before, so I could probably do it.
It goes to anybody out there.
Yeah. Somebody should entice me though. I'm very depressed at the moment. Somebody should give me some boost.
Aww.
Red Bull.
Red Bull. There you go. Drink a Red Bull. And you'll be good. All right, here's a different Turkish place. They're in Berlin.
Ripple.
Burlingame, California. Is that near you? Is that near Berkeley at all? Burlingame? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Burlingame is just south of the airport. So it's about 20, maybe 20 miles.
All right, let's see if they heard a Turkish kitchen.
Probably from here about 27.
Mongol Turkish cuisine. This is Kitty. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Kitty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm kind of depressed, but that's a different story. Do you know the people that run the Turkish kitchen in Berkeley?
No, I have no idea. Maybe Giorgio will know. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
He wants to know. You have a question?
This is Giorgio.
Yeah, do you know who does the Turkish kitchen in Berkeley?
No, I don't know, sir.
You don't know who Faizan is?
Yeah, I don't know the who is. I'm sorry.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
You don't go to the same church or anything?
I'm sorry?
You don't go to the same church?
Church?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, so you don't know the... I thought all you people know each other. No?
I'm kind of busy, sir, right now. This is a restaurant, I'm sorry.
Well, don't be stupid. I'd like to make an order, please.
Not tonight, sorry, bye.
Come on.
I want a horse.
Good timing with the horse, I appreciate it. Well, that didn't work out. I'm trying to get some dirt on them also. Dirty Aaron keeps calling in. Let's connect Dirty Aaron. Hey, stupid.
Hey, stupid.
Hey, you change your avatar yet? Because Andy's going to freaking kill himself.
I know. Should I really? I thought it was in the true Dirty Aaron fashion.
I don't know, man. That's kind of freaky.
I scarred my friend. He was looking over my shoulder at my fantasy team, and he was like, what the fuck is that?
That is gross. That is really uncalled for and gross. Anyway, so
I imagine so he's probably at work just looking at his fantasy football league, and his boss looks over the shoulder and sees Goatsy.
Sees Goatsy. Yeah. Take that, because then I'm going to be at work trying to check out scores, and Goatsy's there, and I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah. I don't,
all right. I'll change it up. He's going to whip my ass, it looks like, anyway. So.
And he is, you think? I don't know. I think I got a tough game this week with Eric. It's going to be a close one. I think, yeah.
Andre Brown just scored 28 points. His fucking running back got 28 points.
Holy shit. Just one of his running backs. Sorry, yeah.
Just one running back, yeah.
Richie got 33 points off of Eli Manning and another 10 from Victor Cruz. Interesting.
Oh, shit.
I got pissed off because Hakeem Nicks. I was like, oh man, he got me 35 points last week. I was like, hell yeah.
And now zero.
And then I was like, I decided to go just to make absolute sure for the Thursday night game. And I look in there and he hurt his foot again. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, man. Out.
Fuck, I know.
Fuck.
I found out 10 minutes before the game started that silly fucking, what's his name, was out. Let's see. He's on my IR. Antonio Gates.
Yep.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, and that's who Brown's playing for him. Did he play? You said Brown. What's his face? Brown, right? Isn't that the guy that's up for him or whatever?
Yeah, I tried to put him in there. He didn't do very well.
Balls, man. Well, good.
Balls, man.
Balls. I put the cigar. Right. I already burnt myself 3 times already with this stupid cigar tonight. Fucking worst ever. Ken's here also. Hey, Big Kenneth.
I got my ass thoroughly beat last week by 44 fucking points.
Good. You deserve it because you beat me the first week, so I'm happy.
I think I'm predicted to go down. Well, I'm projected to lose by 16 this week, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's nothing. You never know. I don't buy those predictions, and the predictions change anyway. Sunday it'll be way different sometimes.
I had to dump Jonathan Stewart because he was a game-time decision.
Jonathan Stewart, that's my brother.
There you go. Awesome.
Tell your brother to get his fucking shit together then.
All right,
I'll punish him.
We got a number here. Someone's looking for a caretaker for an elderly lady located 10 miles away. Hours are 10 to 6. Can use you every Sunday. If willing to work meal preparation and lighthouse work included in job. Must be dependable and drug-free, and we need to call Joan. Okay, let's wake Joan up, see if she picks up.
Who's doing this? You're doing this? Or UK Godfather's doing that?
No, I won't take this one, actually.
Oh, okay.
UK Godfather only wants to do the UK, apparently, tonight.
He's like me, then, isn't he, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'd like to piss the UK off, don't we?
Maybe we should be.
You have reached 2, 3, 5.
No, we didn't. All right, let me check out Request a Prank here.
I got one that I sent you for a Chuck E. Cheese out in California that might be fun to fuck with.
You know, did you request a prank it, or how'd you send it?
Yeah, I sent it in through Request a Prank, I think at the top of the show, actually.
Let me see. Did you put Ken as your username? It'll make it easier for me to find it that way.
Yeah, I put it as Ken.
It was Ken. K-E-N. There we go.
Last time I checked.
All right. Chuck E. Cheese. I suggest you call, complain about the person dressed like Chuck E. Cheese. Either he was calling your kid inappropriate names, or maybe you gave that damn mouse $20 for a lap dance, and then no lap dance was received. What an asshole.
Maybe he was feeling up the wife.
Maybe. That too.
That could be one too, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got done with the Chuck E. Cheese birthday about a month ago for my youngest.
I can't remember. I haven't been to one since I was a kid. Is that pizza any good?
They actually just changed it up a while back. I mean, it's not bad, but I mean...
It's not bad. I took my son.
Have a magical day at Chuck E. Cheese's in Lancaster on Valley Central Way. For instructions in English, press 1. Para las instrucciones en español, marque 2. Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese's Reservation and Information Center.
Should tell them it's racist that they don't have Chinese.
Asian Creole.
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese's Reservation and Information Center. You can also make party reservations online at www.chuckyc.com and receive 20 free tokens for booking online. To properly direct your call, please listen to all
press 3 for the Queen's English.
You must make a selection from one of the options to get to a Starcast for further assistance with reservations or any questions you may have. For birthday information, including organizations, press 1. For fundraising, don't forget, you can also make your party reservations online.
That's for a bachelor party.
Jesus Christ, is the longest menu ever.
And receive 20 free tokens for booking online.
Jack Masterson,
for information about our birthday party
package,
to make a reservation with one of our star
cast members. I wonder if they have all you can eat French fries at the Chuck E. Cheese.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat.
To make a reservation with one of our star cast members, press 2.
I do think Jack needs to call Red Robin.
Press 9. Have the best party ever at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh my God! How long is this menu?
They're gonna. The end of it is gonna be like it's closed.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, this is closed.
They're open for another hour.
Now press 1 for information about our party.
Oh my God! Finally. I think it's like a. I think it's a national plate, national number.
Oh, it just connects you to the local one, or what?
It sounded like it was like a reservation control center.
Reservation machines? Chuck E. Cheese reservation machines?
I'm going to book a bachelor party.
Is this in front of the book machines?
Come on, Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E.
Thank you for holding. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Yeah, Cindy, I got me and my friends on the line, and we're looking to book reservations for Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. For what date would you be interested in?
Well, the wedding's going to be this weekend, so hopefully for tomorrow we can book a reservation for the bachelor party.
Okay, we don't book reservations for that. Tomorrow you're more than welcome to just come in and order anything you'd like from our menu, and the seating would be a first come, first serve.
Well, this is for about 20 children that are going to be coming in for the bachelor party.
Just give me one second, okay?
Don't do that.
Was that meant to be funny? Did she laugh at us?
This UK Godfather's running in the call.
Sorry.
Mute, you dipshit.
It's like some weirdo wants to do a bachelor party with kids.
And he's got a giggling English friend in the background.
Bring a stripper into this, man.
Sorry, I'm high on life.
Chuck E. Cheese to strip.
And that's where the mouse comes into play.
We got 20 kids, and we're going to bring a stripper.
Jim, when you get married, I know you're depressed about women, but when you get married, we're going to do a bachelor party for you on the air.
That's not even nice.
Hello?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know what? I have work to do, so if you're just going to be joking around, it's just best you don't do this prank. I mean, y'all are some grown men.
No, it's serious. We want to do a bachelor party at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I just heard your whole conversation. I have customers on the phone that actually want to book a party.
What were you doing listening to our conversation, you silly cunt? You should have been fucking... Hello? Fucking working.
She got so many people on the hold. Why is she just sitting there listening to us?
What the fuck is wrong with her?
Keep it in and shit on the conversation. Fucking meow.
She had good intuition. That's what it was, man.
I'd call back, but it takes freaking 10 freaking minutes to get through to somebody there.
Don't do a reservation. That should go directly to the Chuck E. Cheese there in the city.
Wendy's.
Manager.
Or Wendy's? What are you talking about, UK Godfather? You're so weird, man.
You fucking bastard.
One you did a couple weeks ago?
Did we? I don't know.
Yeah, you did.
Have a magical day at Chuck E. Cheese's in Lancaster on Valley. For instructions in English, press 1. Para las instrucciones en español. Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese's Reservation and Information Center. You can also make party reservations online at www.chuckecheese.com.
She was like, no, don't do that. That's disgusting.
To properly direct your call, please listen to all options before making your selection. You must make a selection from one of the options to get to a StarCast member.
Duh.
Tell me what to do, bitch.
With reservations or any questions you may have. For birthday information, including organizations, press 1. For fundraising information, press 2. Repeat this menu. You may press pound at any time to skip this message. Chuck E. Cheese's is the magical place.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm not doing it. I can't. I'm not going to ask. I just want the fucking phone number.
I sent that in. It was supposed to be the fucking direct line to that goddamn Chuck E. Cheese.
It's the number to get the number. After you listen.
Gotcha. I'll do a little more research. I'll get back to you.
No kidding. All right. What, are you smoking pot there, Milkman? What's going on? Smoking drugs? We coughing?
He's on the pot.
He's on the pot again.
Milkman is a highly intellectual individual. Individual?
Individual.
Milkman, are you an individual?
I am an individual.
And you're a highly intellectual individual.
I am intellectual, not highly.
Well, here's the moment y'all been waiting for. I got a UK number for plumbing in the United Kingdom. And this
UK Godfather.
UK Godfather's big time to make a shine. Or make him shine. Whatever. You know what I mean. Shine, boy, shine.
Make a shine. Make a shit shine.
Shitty Shinola.
Robert.
Does this number work?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There you go. See?
Here we go. No pressure.
This better be good.
When in doubt, shout.
Hello, you've been called by Reclaimer Services. Unfortunately, we're not able to take your call at the minute. If you'd like to you know,
that really sucked, UK Godfather. You really suck, man.
Alright, new number in the Skype chat for Chuck E. Cheese right there.
Alright. We'll see.
What is Chuck E. Cheese? Is it like a fast food thing?
Oh, no, Chuck E. Cheese is like you take your kids there for birthday parties. They have fucking video games and pizza, and they just it's like a buffet. Or no, they don't have a buffet. They have pizza, and they have like a salad bar. You take your kids there for birthday parties and shit.
They robot animals up on stage that are like a band and shit, and they
And Chuck E. Cheese is like a six-foot-tall mouse that dresses up and pats the kids on the ass as they play the video games.
Do they still have the ballroom there? You know, the balls?
They don't have a ball pits anymore, but they do have the thing where you stand in the ticket fucking thing and you try and catch the tickets.
That sounds stupid. I miss the ball pit, you know? I guess they got rid of that because of AIDS.
And urine, yeah,
and
feces.
Day at Chuck E. Cheese's Inn.
We should ask her.
Avenue. For instructions in English,
ask her about the ball pit and the feces.
Wait,
I'm
going to
do it.
Ask her about the giant mouse that is fucking patting children on the ass.
I got this.
You can also make party reservations online at www.chuckecheese.com.
Another one.
And receive 20 free tokens.
Yeah, it's the same fucking
online.
Message, even though the
numbers
are
properly direct your call. Please listen to all options before making your selection.
Fuck that.
You must
Next.
Make a selection from one of the options to get to a start.
Okay. God.
Nice going, Ken, you fucking asshole.
Hey, and what if
I
you
gave
were
two different numbers got the same fucking message? What the fuck do you want?
I don't know. I want the right number. That's what I want from you, Ken.
They're fucking making it to where nobody wants to show up there. It's so hard to make a reservation. Shit.
God, can't do that. Can't use the ball pit anymore. Nothing.
Be like, my kid's not that fucking special. I'm not hanging around on the phone. Yeah. Click.
You know what was even nastier than? Because remember McDonald's for a while, the outside, they would have the ball pit outside?
Right.
That was
How
even
the
worse.
Fuck you clean that.
I know, right? Clean that. B, like, got a bunch of druggies in there, you know, probably hanging out, having sex and stuff.
You know what? Matter of
cats
fact, there's
shitting
a fucking
in there.
McDonald's right around the corner here, 24 hours of the ball pit. I'll fucking get there.
I'd smoke pot in the ball pit. That'd be cool. Man.
What's
this? I never did that.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this
Hello?
Michael Patterson?
Who's speaking?
This is Cross, and I've got the Godfather. He's going to talk to you.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Hello, is this International Plumbing Machines?
Hello?
Hi, yes, this is International Plumbing Machines. And I am calling to talk about your water.
So, yeah, well, I'm asleep in bed. Will you? Don't be disturbing me, will you?
No. I'm afraid we have to cut off your water if you do not answer this call. Are you listening, sir? Hello, sir?
Wow. All right.
You
All
killed
right.
it.
I kind of sandbagged you there, so we'll give you one from the beginning. This is in Ireland. Hey. Hang up the phone.
Pick it up the phone, and then we're still here.
This is in Ireland. This is Michael Lehane, all right?
Okay.
All right.
I love how you just keep them connected. It's so funny.
I don't give a shit.
It's so good.
Michael Lehane.
Lehaney.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Michael Lehane?
Do you realize the time of the night it is?
Yes, I'm calling from International Water Machines about your water. Because there's a problem. I'm afraid there's a problem with your water.
At 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're going to cut off your water at 5 if you don't pick up the phone. Have you picked up the phone? Yeah, okay, sorry. I couldn't hear you there for a second. Can you go to your toilet and flush it for me?
I think they're gone.
Sorry?
They're gone.
Yeah, she killed it.
No, she's there.
Yeah. Oh, hello?
She's in and she's out. All right. We'll do Michael Cagney instead here. Just a moment. Let me try this.
Let me try. Let me come on. All let right. me do one.
Let Jin do this one.
Yeah, Jin. Come on. Jin.
And valid phone number. Shit. All right. Michael Hillary instead. Michael Hillary.
Right.
Hillary, the guy that went to the top of the mountain. The other Michael's still there.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes? Morning.
Hello?
How are you? Yeah, morning. Are you awake? Hello?
Hello?
They've gone.
Fuck it.
All right, Michael Cagney instead.
You take it again, Jim.
Yeah. I love how they're both still connected. Like, if they picked up, they were just like the free audience.
Mm-hmm. More numbers, man.
One in chat there.
Fuck it.
It's been
I've got a really good one, too, for fuck's sake. Do we have any UK numbers?
Well, isn't this the same thing? Ireland?
Is it the same thing? Ireland, UK? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
No, totally different.
Totally different. Not to me, you know.
You could try the 2 plus 2 plus equals 4, 5, man. I haven't got any more numbers.
Well, please. Yes, send that in. God, help. Help me.
Nunu.
2 plus 2 equals 4. That was a guy. Can you put 2 and 2 together? Whatever, that guy. Chupacabra sends in a number in Vegas. Call up Steve Corbin. He's 34. Say you're across from Dateline and that you have called Steven out of being concerned about his activities. Say you're aware of his activities. He spoke to underage girls in chat room. This thing again? We tried this last week. It went nowhere. And then he sent it to KDK also. KDK didn't think it was funny either. Larry Schultz, please talk to this man about his son, Kellen. Tell him you're from a high school football scouting machine. And tell him you'd like to write an article for the website about JV football, quarterbacks. Ask him weird questions and more. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Yay, football.
I don't know anything about football. You do it.
Well, I guess
yay!
I wanted to get somebody angry.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I guess the British guys won't be doing this one. Good.
That's a Ken number.
Yeah. You got your show right.
Good. No, not true.
I'll find a phone number for UK.
Yeah, like an individual.
I'm an individual.
An individual number.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from high school football scouting machines. I'm looking for Larry Schultz.
What do you want?
I'm calling regarding your son, Kellen. He's a football player.
No, we don't have, my son does not play football.
He doesn't play high school football, junior varsity,
no.
Quarterback?
No.
Well, no. I'm a football scout. I'd like to see him play football, maybe.
Yeah, but my son doesn't play football.
What does he do? Is he a girl?
he plays tennis. I think you got the wrong person.
He's a boy that plays tennis?
He plays tennis.
That's for girls, though, tennis.
Well, boys, too.
Well, yeah, but the boys are kind of, you know, kind of fruity a little bit. You don't think? No? Okay. Well, thanks, Atomic. That made no sense because he doesn't play football.
Hey, Carlito, just ran across a story here on Yahoo. U.S. Postal Service asking Floridians to stop crashing into post offices. Doing that your old stomping grounds down there?
Yeah, they're really asking people to stop doing that. It's because the old people get confused between the brake pedal and the gas pedal. That's why Milkman isn't driving taxis anymore. He got suspended.
Some of these...
he blasted through too many windows.
Some of these on how they did it is fucking funny. Customer pressed the gas instead of the brakes, ran into the building, hitting a front pillar.
Told you.
This is the funniest one. Customer... She said she was startled by something falling from the sky and accelerated into the post office lobby.
Something fell from the sky.
Was Chicken Little driving or what?
Just mashed on the gas until it's like the runaway.
There's a number.
A number.
Skype chat. Skype chat.
Skype chat. Good. All right, let me do one before
Name
that.
Jim.
All right, let me do this first. Damn it. In Covina, California, we got JJ. Talks shit about Dalton Park. Talks shit about Dalton Park. He does. He thinks he knows
place?
How to play basketball. He also thinks he's badass because he rides a motorcycle. Well, in that case.
Oh, he rides a motorcycle. I have a motorcycle.
Very good. Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a motorcyclist.
You should take it.
What do you have, Jin?
I have a CBR 600.
Oh, yeah.
That's shit.
Okay.
It's a shit.
I'm not doing this. I'm just saying.
I had an 89 CBR 600. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, you talk to him.
JJ.
JJ?
Plays basketball.
Basketball.
Dalton Park. Dalton.
89 CBR 600. Fucking hell. That's old.
Hurricane. Honda Hurricane.
My ring to him.
Got some Duriz up in there. What is that? Is that a Nokia 6100 you're rocking there with that ringtone, Carlito?
Hi, you've reached 909276.
What happened? Milkman.
I lost you. What happened?
I don't know.
I'll be back.
Do what?
Call me back.
Why?
I don't know, because I lost you, man. Now you're on the cell phone.
Well, maybe we don't want to call you back now.
Okay. All right. 10-4.
Bye.
Bye.
We're not playing any fucking games over here.
We're not playing games.
I don't know. There's three too many people on the line for Milkman.
God. Milkman's phone's been a shit tonight, man. It's disconnected like a good 5 times already.
I don't know one. I mean, there's only like 1 out of 5 podcasts where you're like, and then on the line we have Milkman. Hello? Hello?
Who?
What the
Please
fuck happened to Milkman?
Music while your party is being
he still hasn't talked to his phone carrier about them jipping him with those fucking. Is it the music sound
the music,
or whatever?
Yeah.
The music ringtone?
We should call for him. Hey!
Oh.
There you are. Hey, Milkman, what, you good? You got to call Sprint. Tell them to fix your fucking ringtone, man.
Got to get that ring back tone.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
You're still not playing it?
No.
Fuck, easy now.
Easy, man.
Calm down, Artie.
Fucking bored.
I've been paying for it for months, too, man. Motherfucker, I just figured it's not playing.
You've been getting ripped off for months.
Calling and requesting credits for
all right, we're going to have to organize a petition now.
You want us to
Let's
call, call
him right now,
Let's
Milkman.
Let's call him right now, Milkman. Get your account number. Let's call him.
All right, okay, go ahead.
All right, we got David Lillis. Is
Byzantine War.
David Lillicourt. David Lillis is in Ireland. Who wants to call Ireland, you bastards?
I got this.
Aaron's got it. Aaron beat you to it.
There you go.
I haven't had the chance to pee anybody off yet.
Shut up. You pissed me off.
David Lillis?
Yep. Yeah, I pissed off Carlos.
I'm an MP3 player.
Shut up, milkman. David.
David.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, hello. David.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, David. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. This is Brent Westwood calling from the UK Water Administration Machines. How are you? David?
Sorry. Yes?
Sorry, do you understand English? Or do I have to talk like I'm real drunk, like I've had a few too many pints? Hello? David, why don't you breathe hard into the phone for me? Hello? Asshole.
Nope.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Here's
David Constantine. Wasn't that a movie, Constantine?
David Constantine? Are you serious?
Yes. You know David?
Was that your brother, Jin?
No, but I know a badminton player called David Constantine. Oh.
No, he's dead, isn't he?
He's dead, isn't he?
Badminton?
Yeah.
Oh.
It sounds like it's all Jin.
What else?
Busy.
Call your buddy. It's busy.
Right. I would not, if it was him, I don't think he's not in Ireland, but Jesus Christ, that would be...
Yeah, you guys are friends from the Olympics.
Yeah, try the one on the
Skype chat
that I sent.
Yes, Jim. It's the Skype chat, yes.
904?
Hang on.
He's Irish.
What do you, what? 904, okay, I got you. Who is this now?
Jim, he's Irish, and he's in Bristol.
Okay.
Jim, oh, wicked, let me do it. Right, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you do it.
Nope.
Fuck, you nab him.
Nope.
Jimmy! Better pick up.
I hope he does.
Wanna get some money off him. Ha!
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Of course it didn't pick up because UK Godfather sent the number. God damn you, UK Godfather. And your
my numbers work, man.
Your shit numbers. Lonesome is getting...
It always works.
Lonesome is getting more Irish numbers. So let's try David Constantine again, Jin's buddy. Because he may not be busy anymore, hopefully. Milkman, are you still there? Or did we lose you again?
Oh.
Good, good. Keep talking.
Boss.
Keep clapping your hands so we know you're there.
No, see, at 4:30 in the morning in Ireland, you most people are on the phone, busy.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, they're drunk in the pub, aren't they? Drinking Guinness.
Yeah, they're just a little late to their own funeral.
You guys like Guinness? I've never had a Guinness before. It looks too syrupy for me. I don't know.
I don't drink.
Of course.
It's not syrupy.
No.
No, it tastes like iron.
He's a teetotaler.
Tastes like cum.
Ugh.
All right, well.
Boy cum or girl cum?
Girl cum, girl cum.
Good.
Good. I think we're out of numbers. So I'm gonna look at Request a Prank here. See what we got.
RB Kibby sent in some numbers.
Oh shit, RBCP sent the numbers maybe. Alright, hang on, let's see what Brad says. Hey, the idea. Tell customers you're an employee, you've taken their computer to your house to use for the night, and could just take home a customer's computers each night. Say you're browsing through their photos and a girl in one of the pictures look really cute and you want her phone number. Oh, and if anyone complains about money to replace their computer, tell them money is clearly no object to them because it was, if it was, they would have bought a Dell. Good point.
Good point.
15 phone numbers of customers who've taken their computers and one for the
Jesus
lady.
Jesus Christ, that's work. Nice work.
I know. The lady I talked to would have given me as many numbers as I wanted, but I had her stop at 15 to avoid suspicion. Brad's idea is on top of what I already mentioned. Tell someone that a person pretending to be them came in and picked up their computer. It was your coworker that let them have it, but then you notice it was the wrong person that picked it up. The computer is gone forever, but you'll get them a 10% discount. We also have...
towards the purchase of a new computer.
Yeah. You accidentally gave their computer to another customer who was also there for repair. Tell them it's okay, though, because the other person's computer had a bigger hard drive, so they shouldn't care. You erase their hard drives because that's standard procedure for any repair. When they object, tell them the only reason they can possibly have for objecting is because they're pirating software. All right. Good deal. If anyone...
Or you found something illegal on there.
Yeah. MP3s. Uh-huh.
Right. You found penises on there. You found penises on the computer.
A whole lot of penises on there.
Four
I'm sure.
Penises. Okay, so here we go.
Not black ones this time, Asian ones. Why are you looking at these little penises?
Of the Americas.
God, I wish you could start yelling at them.
All right. I would like to yell, but I don't know.
I do have to forward the email to the other email address of mine, the Madhouse production email. Give me a second here.
Forward, forward, forward.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill.
So did you go with the same whiskey there, Carlito, as last time, or did you try something a little different?
No, same one. About the same one, the black label.
Black label.
I had the green label in my hand for a while, but I couldn't justify it. $60, $65, I think.
Shit. Whiskey I buy is about $15 fucking dollars.
See what I mean?
Do you call the liquor store and ask them what the blacks buy and then get that, Ken?
Fuck no, I get a Canadian mist. It's pretty good whiskey.
Didn't I do that once in a prank? Ask what?
Yeah, you did. You asked her what the Bombay Sapphire or the I can't remember what it was.
Seagrams
or Bombay Sapphire, which ones do the blacks buy?
Yeah.
It really depends on what whiskey you buy. If you're going to mix it, it really doesn't fucking matter. If you're going to drink it straight, then it matters.
The hell do you mix whiskey with, though?
You can mix
ice and water.
I've seen people mix 7-Up with it.
There you go. Hey, Jack is here. Jack, how you doing, Jack?
Yo,
it's Ted Webb.
How are ya? Ted Webb. Hello! Hello, Mr. Stewart.
Oh, fuck.
He's trying to pretend they're me.
Mr. Stewart. No, Mr. Ted. Yeah, Mr. Gates, you would like this.
Mr. Gates.
I do not look like Bill Gates.
You don't look like him, you just sound like him, and Ken sounds like you. That's the thing.
Bill Gates.
Yep. You are Bill Gates. You can't tell anybody you're not anymore. You can't hide it any longer.
Quiet on the set. Calling Chris.
Balls.
Hello.
Yes, hello. May I speak with Chris, please?
This is you. Who's calling?
My name is Cross. I'm calling for...
How you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah, there seems to be a problem. I brought the Mac here home with me tonight to do some work on it overnight, see if I get it out to you early.
Uh-huh.
And I seem to have dropped it.
Has what?
I seem to have dropped or broke the screen.
No, the screen is not broke.
No, I dropped it. I brought it home with me. I brought it home with me to play with it.
Uh-huh.
And I dropped it. I dropped it on the floor.
Well, that's going to have to be replaced.
Well, I'm not supposed to bring customers home. So I just wanted to speak with you personally. Maybe we could come up with some kind of an agreement.
And what agreement would that be?
Well, I have a Dell here that I got from the university recently here, and I put Windows XP on it for you already. And I have about 200 MP3s on there that I put on. And I was looking around, and I found some older gift cards, $20 on one, and there's $13.50 left on the other. So maybe if I give you those, then we'll be...
That's impossible. This is my business computer.
Hello?
Yeah, this is my business computer.
But the Dell's better for business, I think.
No, I can't do that. I have to have...
Why?
You're going to question me about my own computer, man? How dare you?
Well, it's not a computer. It's better than a computer.
whatever the case
truer
is,
words been spoken.
All up here. I want my computer back at the store tomorrow.
Well, the computer's broken, and I'm not going to bring it back to the store because I'm going to get in trouble, so I'm not doing that. I thought maybe
I need my computer back to the store, or I'm going to press charges.
You're not going to press charges because you signed a waiver. You signed the agreement when you left it here.
Have my computer at that store.
Or what?
Have my computer at that store.
It's not going to be at the store. You're going to get. I'm going to come over tonight, or maybe you can meet me at the mall right now, in the parking lot where the Applebee's is, and I'll give you the Dell laptop. It's a Dell Inspiron.
I want my computer.
Well,
I want my computer.
Sir, it's broken. You don't have a computer anymore.
I don't care. I don't care if it's broken. I want that one back.
It's in 50 pieces. Stupid.
I don't care.
You're really stupid. Hello, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm putting my manager on the line. Maybe he can help out. Jin, go
ahead. I'm here. Yeah, hi. Hi there. Is that Chris?
This is Chris.
How you doing there, Chris? This is Mr. Stewart. I'm the general manager here for the... how are you?
I'm doing not good right now. I want my computer back at that store tomorrow.
Okay, I understand, but this is a bit of a problem for all of us here. It's a kind of an embarrassing situation. See, we really didn't want to get ourselves involved, but unfortunately, you know, our employees are sometimes taking the equipment home with them to repair the equipment, but unfortunately, in this case, the laptop was damaged, and we can't replace it, and because it's not part of our policy, it's not really something we can do. So I'm afraid we can't help you there. The agreement is here that we can give you the Dell as an alternative. How is that? That's acceptable?
That is not going to happen.
But I think that's the only option that we have here. I don't
that
see anything
not,
else.
When I come back to that store tomorrow,
yeah.
My computer better be there.
Well, it's not going to be there. I'm afraid it's not going to be there.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you know. I'm bringing the police there.
Yeah.
My father is the police of the chief.
He's the
it's
police of the
problem.
Chief. Okay,
it's going to be a problem.
I'm the general manager here, okay, so I'm telling you that's not going to, you know, we can't do anything. With the employees
You can't just take somebody's computer and work on their computer and fuck it up. You can't do that.
Yeah, I understand that. I know. That's what I'm saying. We can't do that, and I apologize sincerely, but, you know, there's nothing I can do further. Because it's been done, and that's it.
What's done is done.
Exactly.
Hello. I'm coming into that place tomorrow.
No, you're not.
But you could come by here and talk to us. But it's not going to change anything. Your laptop is broken, and we can't.
I want my broken laptop thing.
Well, I'm afraid I can't give it to you.
You didn't leave a broken laptop with us, so you're not getting one.
Well, you know what you just did? What you just did was you created a big problem. You created a big problem.
We created a
big problem.
Okay, well, what are you going to do about it? What are
you
going to do? You
created a big problem. You know what? For one, you calling my home almost at midnight right now. That's one of your first problems that you're making.
Yeah. But it's outside of hours, so, you know, we out of hours, business out of hours. You know, it's an accident. What can we say?
I would gun hurt you.
I want my computer there at the store, or I want my money for that computer.
Okay, Jimmy.
Period.
Okay, Jimmy.
Well, we can give you the money for the computer.
Hello,
that's not
you
a problem.
Son of a bitch. I've let you out of your fucking cage again.
Excuse me?
You sound like Jimmy Carter, sir.
Have a good night, y'all.
Are you a peanut farmer?
Oh, yeah, dummy.
Oh, Ted, you cunt.
Ted, what's wrong with you, Ted?
Fucker.
Fucking bastard. He sabotaged the whole thing.
I know.
That was going so well, and Ted fucking coming in.
No, it was going towards the gutter anyways.
No, it wasn't.
I'd love to be in that school tomorrow.
The police.
Oh,
of the,
my God,
the,
somebody's getting fired, dude.
The police of the chief is coming tomorrow.
The police of the chief. You should have asked him if his business was dealing drugs.
He did sound like Jimmy Carter, didn't he?
Jimmy,
I'm bringing the
up.
Police of the chief.
My computer will be there, sir.
Yamato.
What?
Yeah, he sounded like a psycho.
My favorite. Yamato.
Quiet on the set. Milkman's trying to talk.
Come on, let Milkman talk. Yes.
Hey, Yamato.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
What's up?
Hey, check your G-Talk here. I just sent you a message.
G-Talk? A Google Talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys having private conversation and private touches?
Yeah, you
We're
can,
all here.
You can tell everyone.
You can talk in front of us, Milkman. It's okay.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I just sent Carlito a G-Talk message. Sorry to
interrupt. All right. Milkman. Milkman, I don't think. Let me see. Oh God, I got some of these windows open. Where did you send it, Milkman?
Really, Milkman? Come on.
I just sent it right there to your G-Talk.
LOL zombie, call that Skype name now, bro. It's the Dead. Hey, the Dead. Yay.
What do you want, asshole?
The Dead.
Hey, it's the Dead, man. All right, let me call the Dead.
I like when Ted played that fucking clip about letting him out of his cage. He's like, excuse me.
Anyway, let me call Brianna here. Let's not... Don't talk over
don't
each
fuck
other.
Up, Ted.
Did you try his...
Yep. I'll try again.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we cannot get to the phone right now.
Shut up, Brianna.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we had fucking limits here on the Madhouse now. Let me go ahead and take that back.
All right, we got Raymond. Raymond has a MacBook.
Raymond.
Rehemon.
There's an Indian person who left the MacBook, too. This is going to be good.
Actually,
really? There's MacBook? An Indian guy?
Yes, it looks Indian to me. Hatishi P. Kashumi Ma.
All right, Ted, don't play your fucking soundboard.
Yeah.
Your mom. Your fucking cage again.
You lost him.
Dookie.
Damn. All right, Christina instead.
We are calling from the Department of the Like Place.
Maybe something about a couple of employees fighting and fucking
tell
breaking
me, sir,
their
what is scam? What does scam mean to you?
Oh.
We are not trying to scam you.
We just want to take some money.
What is wrong with this?
I would like your money, sir.
Durla chirfua.
Durhala la kutta.
Shutara nitfua.
Hey!
Durgalu.
Hello, you've reached Christina. I'm sorry I can't answer my phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I would love to get back to you just as soon as possible.
You could answer your phone.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Christina. Everyone's
hi, Christina.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Hello, Christina. You have the most annoying voice in the world.
Hello, Christina. You have a very annoying voice.
All right, clear. We're clear.
Liverpool, California.
Brian, terminate the call, please.
All right, Shira and Seth.
Let's go.
What are you playing, Ted? What is that? What?
I'm playing a damn thing.
Oh, it's Frank Garrett.
Who?
Frank Garrett.
Frank Garrett.
Who's Frank Garrett?
Is that a country
Frank
singer?
Frank Garrett, he's an internet legend.
Oh,
He ran a business called Duncan Construction. He was prank called repeatedly over 3 years.
Oh, man.
And now he's dead.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Shira?
Yes.
Hi, Shira. This is Cross.
Yes?
Yes. You left the pair that I've been working on tonight. You got it back?
Yes.
Yeah, you got the wrong...
What?
You have the wrong computer machine.
How did they do that?
Well, because we gave you the wrong one. We gave you one that's supposed to be for somebody else.
Oh my gosh, so what do I have to do?
Well, I think we can let it slide if you don't tell anybody.
Is this a new one?
Yeah, you got a brand new one, but if it belongs to somebody else, though.
Mine belongs to someone else?
It doesn't belong to you.
Wait, I didn't steal it, they gave it to me.
Yeah, but that's not your... It belongs to somebody else.
Wait, is this
else.
A joke or is it?
No, this is someone else's that you got.
Okay, wait. So what do I have to do? Tell me what to do.
Well, we need you to bring them back tomorrow.
Okay.
And there's going to be a $25 restocking fee, and then you'll get yours back.
Wait, no. I don't need to pay. You gave it to me.
No, there's a restocking fee because you're returning it.
I don't understand. Why would I have to pay if it's your fault?
Well, it's not our fault. You took it. You left the store without it. You're supposed to check your papers.
I checked my papers. It says your theme.
Yeah, it has your name on it, but did you check the serial number on it?
Are you joking? This is completely your fault.
No, it's not. You
Hold
didn't
on one
check.
Second. How are you calling me at 11:48 at night?
Well, you left the information here, and you gave us permission to contact you. You have someone else's...
It is my serial number.
No, it's not. You have a different one there.
Hold on one second.
You have the wrong one, and you're really stupid.
What?
I'm smart, and you're okay. not. You're not as smart as me. I know what I'm talking about, okay?
Aw. You lost her.
Yeah, because I was mean.
She sounded really cute, too. What the fuck?
Man.
She sounded a bit. She sounded a bit like a Brit, didn't she?
No, she sounded really sweet. I think she sounded nice.
I'd love to have her sit in my face. I think.
You should talk
I'm
to her.
I'm saving her number. I'm going to call her in my private time.
Your private time.
Oh, when you have your little private time.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to
Hello.
Her.
Hello, Jonathan.
Yes.
Jonathan, you left him here with us today.
No, I did not. I have it with me still.
You have the wrong one.
Not possible.
Yes, it is. Check the serial number on it, stupid.
Funny.
No, sir, I'm calling for... He actually liked that. That's good.
He's listening to Madhouse right now. What's up?
Hateshafi Kushima. A lady...
Fucking banshewed.
A lady speaking perfect English, though. So there goes Jen... Jim, would you get with that Indian girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'd get with any girl.
It was an Indian girl at work. I let her sit on my face.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Hatshipi Kushma?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and you left an...
Yes. I got it.
How did you get it back?
I went over to the store and got it.
Well, you need to bring it back because you weren't supposed to get it back yet.
I wasn't supposed to get my computer back?
No, you don't have permission to have that computer, no.
What do you mean I don't have permission to have it?
Because I didn't finish working with it. I didn't finish using it. It doesn't go right now. It's not going.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about.
And you don't know, you're a lady, you don't know a lot about computers, I understand. You don't know how to make computers go like I do.
Okay.
Alright.
What's the problem?
So I need you to bring that back so we can put Windows XP on it.
Who is this?
My name is Cross.
Okay, why are you calling me this late?
Well, because you made a big mistake. When you brought it in, it became ours until we were done fixing it. How dare you take it away from our store?
Oh, okay.
Well, I command you to bring it back.
Okay, I'll call you in the morning.
No, bring it back. Don't call, just bring it. You understand?
Yeah, okay.
Just come with it. I tell you what. Please? Oh, go to hell. I don't want to talk to this stupid bitch.
That bitch don't know how to work a MacBook. The only thing she knows how to work is a vacuum.
No, Teresa. Paula Bright instead. I don't know.
Maria.
All these people brought him back, right?
They're fucking stupid.
They all got him back.
Who's this? I'll take it.
Paula.
Fuck you,
Paula.
Hi, this is Paula. Please leave a message.
Fuck you. Most of them.
Yeah, I don't think they've got it though.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening, Amanda.
Yes.
Yes. Hello. I'm calling about. This is Mr. Westwood from the.
I got my wife has.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you received it back from the in excellent condition?
I'm sorry.
Can you understand me, ma'am?
Yeah, you said you. Is everything you're calling right now?
Yes. Well, there seems to be a bit of a problem with it. Do you have a moment to talk about it?
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that I'm, and what I did is I went ahead and took it home, and I had some other, we frequently bring them home to work on them, and sometimes we record videos and post them on YouTube just to test them, and this sort of a thing, but something happened with your computer, and we can't seem to delete some of the videos off of there, so I hope that's okay if we can return them back to you with the videos still on there.
That's fine.
That's fine. There as seems long to as be. The rest of... Go ahead.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, it's midnight.
Well, yes. So, you know, we just want to make sure that you're getting all the service that you deserve here at the. So the problem is that some of these videos, you know, there's animal videos and this sort of a thing. I hope that's going to be all right with you.
I mean, it's fine.
Maybe some dog on dog, you know, videos. Maybe some horse on man videos. This sort of a thing.
I'm having fun.
I'm sorry, are you having trouble hearing me? And so, and the...
she disconnected.
What a
you shame. Had it good, though.
I was going to give you some good tips, because that number, that place, they're probably only about a half hour from me.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that a woman?
Hello, Zyko.
Yeah, that sounds like a female. Is that a female?
Oh, my God, it's a female. You're not allowed to have females on here.
It's Dark Stranger.
Get out of here,
goddammit. God, you're a really nice kid. Get out of here, goddammit.
Ken's
all
nobody's
jealous.
Ever accused me of being nice.
What
the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I'll leave then.
Okay.
No, leave. No, don't leave. What are you doing? Stay.
See, Jen, you're...
you can gay it all up if you want to. You can have your little...
No, no, stay. Stay
party if you want.
No, we need women now. Don't let women stay.
You sound sexy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
God, UK Godfather, you're so creepy sometimes, man.
Wait, is he the one that's always trying to get a girlfriend?
That's
who was
Tombstone.
That?
No, that's me. That's me.
That's Jin.
No, it was another guy who was always asking to get a date. Like
Tombstone.
Back in the spring.
Tombstone is
right. Tombstone, that's right.
He's like, I'll donate money.
Tombstone.
God.
UK Ted, maybe?
I ended up banning him on Skype because he just kept messaging me, I want a girl. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get you a girl? Get me a girl first. I'm like a matchmaker now. Okay, we got here. Kayla Dalton.
You got this?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Kayla?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Cross. Listen, you had...
Yeah, I have it on me right now.
Oh, yeah? You got the wrong honey.
Well, this is what happened. I got back home, and it still wasn't activated, so I went to the store, and they activated it for me.
Yeah, but they activated the wrong one.
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't take the right phone. You took the wrong phone. It has the wrong SIM card inside of it.
Well, I mean, they gave it to me, so I didn't know.
Well, you made a big mistake, because now you're against the warranty, and you're going to get charged $850 plus a restocking fee. You have to send.
That's not my fault, though.
Well, who gave you permission to go to the store? We didn't tell you to do that.
You guys gave me the phone, and you told me, hey, this is your phone. It's activated. Leave.
No. No, you weren't supposed to go to the store. You're supposed to bring it back here. Here. How dare you?
No, that's not my fault. Nobody told me that. No, he gave me the phone, and he said, you're good to go.
That
was not my fault. I didn't purposely take the wrong phone. He gave me the phone and told me to leave.
You messed up big time, Kayla, because now you have a stolen iPhone that you don't have permission to be using.
That is not my fault, though. Like, that's not my fault. He gave me the phone and said, here, here's your phone. You're good.
And it was,
now you can
was it
leave.
Working?
That's not my fault.
Was it working when you left?
Yeah.
How? Why did you say it wasn't activated then?
I'm on it right now.
But
and he said,
I have the
who the fuck is this?
That's my manager. He's on the line. He's really upset because you got him in trouble.
That's not my fucking fault. I don't know who the fuck you
don't
call me. Fucking cocksucker.
Listen, little girl, don't you talk like that in the manner when we're on the phone, all right? You show
they
some respect.
Like that when she came into the store too.
It's fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, you little fucking asshole.
Listen, you little bitch. Bring that back tomorrow.
He's
there's
calling
be,
me a little bitch.
There's going to be trouble for you, Missy.
I swear to God, Missy, I will fucking go to fucking corporate and I will get your ass fired, you fucking asshole.
Listen, I'm the manager here, so do whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
It's not my fucking fault. You gave me this phone. It's not my fucking fault. If it was an accident and you would call me and be civil, I would come back and I would fucking fix it. You don't call me. Call me fucking names at 12 o'clock in the morning.
Well, don't fucking swear then, you cunt.
That bitch's still on the phone.
I'm being called a cunt right now by employees. I'm being called a cunt right now.
So, get me, you goddamn
why are you calling me at midnight?
Because you took the phone without permission, and we're all going to get in trouble tomorrow now with corporate.
I did not take no phone. No, listen to me.
How dare
you? He activated this shit and gave it to me and told me to leave with it. It's not my fucking fault. So if you want to blame somebody, you blame
swearing.
You blame the fucking employee that gave it to me, little fucking
can
dick.
You shut up
don't
a minute.
Don't sit here and call me names.
Do not fucking
who is this? Who the fuck is this? What's your name? What's your name? Who are you?
My name is Jin Stewart. Do not.
Who are you? Who is this? Who is this? You're not.
Don't be fucking staring at us.
What was that?
Don't swear.
I won't recognize you when I get through with you.
Ma'am, you are a thief. We have you on camera. Robbing our store.
You have me on camera robbing your
yes.
store?
You
this
are
a joke.
Bad
this has to
person.
Be a joke. This is a joke. I'm getting a
don't
prank call
guilty?
From a drunk
guilty?
Employee from another state right now.
You should feel awful.
Like you have nothing else to do but prank phone call me from another fucking state? Is that what's going on right now?
Listen, I have a Windows phone here you can use. Maybe that'll be better since you're a woman. You understand it more. Because it's for stupid people.
They have me on, three-way right now.
Where have you, on five-way, girl?
Oh, she's into the five-way. You could tell. Listen to her voice.
I stole a phone from
Ben. Hey,
you guys
done? We tell your girlfriend in the background to shut the fuck up.
You guys sound like fucking idiots, dude. No, why are you calling a random-ass number in a different state?
Hey,
you have nothing better to do at midnight.
Why don't you settle down, miss? We don't need you raising your voice, getting all pitchy on us.
This is obviously a drunk person.
Excuse me,
ma'am.
You guys
are fucking idiots.
Excuse me,
ma'am.
I am a champion cocksucker.
Listen. Here's the deal, all right? Listen, every once in a while we start drinking, we get bored. Oh, I was going to explain the whole thing there.
It was fun when he got on the line there.
I like when they have to get their man. They can't handle it.
Yeah. There you go.
Dark Stranger wears the man pants.
Mr. Stewart.
Jen.
Jen disappeared as she came back.
Mr. Stewart.
I'm a nine balls of steel.
Hello, I'm still here.
Well, thank God UK Godfather's here still. I forget who I'm calling. Shit.
Hey, you reached Haley Sal. I'm not here right now. Believe me, my message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
It's like it wasn't activated, then it was activated, and she went and didn't.
She's a dirty thief.
She is.
I know.
Tell by her name and her attitude. Nasty attitude.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Who cares? Edgar's here. We got two left. Edgar being one of them.
I'll take Edgar.
I think we'll all take Edgar, but you can start it out.
I'll lead on the Edgar.
Mr. Westwood.
And then you guys can have my sloppy seconds.
Nice.
Fucking Brent Westwood.
Ted, you here still? Ted?
Yes?
Anybody named Ted?
Who is this? Who are you?
What's his name again?
Who are you?
Edgar. Edgar. Eddie. Eddie Spaghetti.
You want to get whiskey drunk, smoke some pinners, my cousin Edgar.
Pinners.
Hello, you reached Ed Hatcher. Sorry I cannot take your call up.
Fuck you, we know your name's Edgar. And the last one, Natalie Kaufman. Natalie Kaufman.
Kaufman!
She sounds like a good time.
Hope so.
A Kaufman.
Kaufman.
Natalie.
Autobots.
Cannot use the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Natalie.
Yes.
Yes, hello, this is Brent Westwood calling from... How are you?
Yes, yes, good.
Yes,
how
we're
you?
Calling you about your computer.
Yes.
Yes, there seems to be a bit of a problem with it. Have you received it back yet?
No, I brought it in today.
Oh, yeah,
on
that's
another
right.
Problem.
So
can
you tell me a little about what's going on with it?
Yes, I can tell you that they are replacing the disk reader, I believe it is.
Right. Well, see, the reason that I'm calling is because we're replacing the disk reader because we found feces inside of the disk drive.
Feces inside the disk drive?
Yeah, that's right, because you were standing over top of the computer taking a shit on it, weren't you?
What the hell are you talking about, you bum?
Well, this is what happens, man.
Learn to hang up your phone, lady.
Oh, God.
She hang up her phone, or she leave it off the hook?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we gotta call
her
back.
What the hell are you talking about? Someone took a poo-poo on their disc.
She went from super sweet to so mean. Like, not mean, but just like, what are you talking about?
God, fuck. Finally.
Escalated very quickly.
Yeah, bum.
Good one.
Let me try.
I'm going to get the police on this.
Listen, Natalie, I'm sorry. I'm the supervisor
you
here.
Get off of this phone!
Shut up! I'm the supervisor. Listen. Were you
hello?
Yes, I'm the supervisor, and I understand my associate just made a bad call to you.
You better get the hell off this phone, because I'm calling the police now.
You're a stupid.
You're a...
Excuse me, is this the lady that took the poo-poo on her disk drive?
Hey, listen, you dumb cunt. If I find out where you are, I'm going to come over and take you and your family apart. Don't you ever call this number again?
Piece by piece.
It's not our
what I'm saying. Now shut up. Go out and sell your ass somewhere else.
Whatever.
Put the man back on the line, you son of a bitch.
Why are there penises on this computer?
Good point, Bill Fed.
God. Were you anal leaking again on this computer, sir?
Anal leaking.
I hear a lady on the phone.
Right, she's gone.
No.
That's awesome. But yeah, she went from really nice to, wow, she just went up in flames. She's exploded. What's going on? Why is her video?
What's going on with Skype?
I don't know.
I bet if you call again, she'll fucking go.
Oh, Dark Stranger turned her video on. Okay, that's what's up. Dirty Aryan's got video. Whoa, we got video on here now. Holy shit. Aryan, you look weird. I didn't know you look like that. I don't like that. You look weird. You're a very weird person.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go, yeah, Ted.
A little pedophile-ish.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not nice. Dirty Aryan has kids. Come on, man. Nunu says call back 42 more times. All right.
Oh man, it's been a while since I've had a good one. Fuck. All right, I got a question.
Yes.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
So, I mean, should I always feel like we should be generating new content,
uh-huh.
But it seems like the banshoot and the jokes just keep getting. I mean, they get the same reaction every time. So
it's hard to move away. I know, man.
It's hard to get new stuff. I'm trying out new stuff, and it usually fails miserably.
Yeah. So you got to stick to it sometimes.
How about calling like Ivan and Rock?
Calling a what?
A bar in Iraq.
So the hotel in Dubai. They're always pretty fun. Yeah. Fancy ass hotel.
Yeah, fucking $2 a minute.
Oh, Jen got dropped. Yeah, the video fucks up the packet.
Yeah, the audio. That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, video kills the bandwidth, I think, because I got so many people connected. Oh, man. Anyway.
Who's on Skype?
Huh? What?
Who's on Skype at the minute? It keeps cutting it out.
Your Skype? I don't know. Who's on Skype right now? Ted? Ted left.
Ken, UK Godfather, and Dark Stranger.
Bye, Ted. Come back, Ted. If you want to come back, Ted, you can come back. We like you back.
Okay. Yeah, Jin got his audio working, and then it fucking dropped him.
And dropped him.
Okay, Ted was back. How's everybody doing?
Dark Stranger's here. Milkman, you here still?
Oh, it's on my phone.
Milkman's
here. Oh!
Yay, Milkman.
Horse!
That's all we need is Milkman.
Hi, Moo-Man. It's nice to talk to you.
Aw, look at that.
Oh shit, what is this? Two episodes in a row that...
what the fuck is going on with Skype?
I don't know. I can restart Skype. It's time to end the show. It's like 1:15, guys. Come on.
No, it's fine. We fired up the video and it fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? Somebody, fucked up.
It was you, the silly Brits. Took a shit on the computer.
We didn't even get to see any
Stop your anal leaking all over Skype.
Shoot, that lady really got mad. I'm going to call the first guy back here and then we'll move on from the Apple stuff. God, I really want to hear that prank again, that last lady. That was hilarious.
You gotta call her back before we end the show.
I just tried to, she didn't answer, but...
Yeah, that was an excellent turnaround.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Chris again?
This is he.
Yeah, Chris, listen, I think I fixed the screen. I think this is going to work out. And I hope we can get back... You know, you don't tell my supervisor about what happened with the computer. But I think I fixed it. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I took the insides of it, and I put it inside the Dell case. So it looked...
You lost it, you son of a bitch.
It looks like a Dell.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Jesus is going to get you, man.
Okay.
You don't lose. Have a good night. Don't call my phone anymore.
Excuse me. Don't hang up, sir. I have a question. One more question for you. Are you there?
What do you want?
Yes, this is Brest Westwood. I'm the head programmer over here. We're just having a good time over here. We get a little bored and get a little drunk. You know? You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck.
You killed him.
Wow.
I bet he knows the angry Asiatics. King Solomon's a faggot.
I don't lose it much on pranks, but for some reason, just the thought of jamming it on the side of Abdel just cracked me up.
What the fuck is going on with this gay Skype?
I don't know.
Suddenly, like, oh, fuck, what did I do?
I don't know.
Dude. Well, the problem is that you're calling... The sound is going under the water, and,
No, I just clicked something, and now you're all fucking, you're just flashing up randomly. Every time somebody speaks, they come up on the screen.
Oh, yeah, you flick screen options for this call, dynamic view.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
God, everyone's confused now. Even the people were calling.
Oh, I got it, right, yeah. Hold on. Got it.
That's all right, everybody, stop the show until Jin can get his Skype.
I got it. No, I fixed it. Well done, Aaron. You're a genius.
Jin can't handle the Skype.
That's
technology.
You can't handle the truth.
Baz says Crowley pulled a Richie and giggled. That's true.
Isn't it just about time, Jin, for you to get up and brush your teeth with powdered sugar or what?
Yeah, just about.
Let's call Charlie.
Let's
call a cell.
Let me talk to him then.
All right. I'll let you
talk. Yeah, Gene, I'd like to hear you talk to Charlie, please.
You really are creepy tonight, UK Godfather. More than usual.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm drinking.
Let me tell you something, okay?
I'm drinking.
Hello.
Hello, Charlie. It's Mr. Stewart. How are you?
I've been sleeping.
Wait. I talked to Faizan. Hello, bloody idiot.
No.
Charlie is fucking short and to the point. God
damn.
Yeah, he's had enough of us. Jesus.
He's not having that.
Yeah, how long has it been we've been calling him? 2 years?
God.
Maybe he went to the restaurant after I called Faizan and she was naked on the table as I asked her to be. And he got very angry.
It has to be more than 2 years because it was like, I was still in Florida way for a long time.
2 years.
I think I started listening to the show about 2 years ago, and that was one of the first prank calls I ever heard was you calling Charlie.
Yeah.
When he called him for the Coke order?
That was it. Sitting there, he talked him into a $3,000 Coke order or Pepsi order. You know, he had all them orange juices and all that shit. Charlie's like, no, fuck that.
$3,000? You crazy.
You said he had like a back balance that he didn't pay and all this shit. Yeah. He started flipping out.
And that was about, I had called him a few times already before that. But yeah, I remember because he got pissed off that, that was a random number. I think what it was, I looked on, I didn't have numbers and I went to Google Maps and I said, all right, I'm going to look in Honolulu. And I saw a place called Dew Drop Inn. I was like, oh, it must be a hotel. Let's call it. And it ended up being a Chinese restaurant. Went from there.
A fucking gold mine right there.
Yeah. But a lot of people call him, like KDK, all the cacti people have called him. That Gilly prank guy, Gilly Pranks, he calls him a lot.
Good evening, Turkish Kitchen?
Yes, hi, Turkish Kitchen.
Yes.
Is this Faizan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jin wanted me to call. He said he's been trying to talk to you for a while. He messes with you, but he kind of likes you.
Who?
Jin Stewart, the guy that calls you sometimes.
How about you?
No, not about me. No, he likes you. He went there and he saw you. He went to eat there once or twice. And
okay,
he knows.
Can I speak to him?
I can.
Yes, you can speak to me. I'm here. I'm always here.
Oh, you're there too.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm always here.
Why don't you call me?
Because I'm shy. I'm very shy young man. Yeah, but I think I like you. I've seen you and I like it.
Yeah, can you come here?
I want to come there, but only for sex.
Yeah, come here.
No strings attached. Are you sure you want to do that? Do that? Hello?
I think she would, Jen. She kind of like. I think
she
likes to
probably fucking would as well. Yeah. Well, a little bit too far away to try it, though.
Yeah, I think later.
A little variety
there,
in her life.
Turkish horses right there. She might do a little fucky sucky, something a little bit like that.
The problem is I think Jen would be the one getting it up the ass.
Yeah. Tell her she has to wear the horse mask.
You got to wear the horse mask, and she'll bend you over the table with her high one dick.
Mm.
Horse. She'll fuck you. She'll be the fucker. All right, let's see. Let's see if Lonson's got any numbers here. Probably does, and we got to get out of here.
It was better last week when she was fucking swearing at me.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, let's do some rapid fire numbers to Ireland. Frank Murphy's the first. Here we go, Frank Murphy.
Let me talk to him.
Frank.
Speaking of Murphy, Frank. I saw, I don't know, I'm a big, you guys probably know I'm a big RoboCop fan.
RoboCop, love it.
The pics from the set, the new RoboCop suit got shown this week, earlier this week. I don't know.
This is mine.
Frank Murphy.
I'll take the next one.
No.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mrs. Murphy?
Who's calling?
This is Mr. Stewart. I'm calling from DLC Collections. We've got a collection to make there within about the next 20 minutes.
Collection of what?
A collection. We're collecting money with Debt Collection Agency. There's a £5,000 outstanding to PayPal.
No, I'm sorry, I think you've got the wrong
Well, name. It doesn't matter. We just actually called to confirm that somebody's at the premises, so it doesn't matter. We know somebody's there, so if you don't answer the door, we can force entry. We have a police officer with us, and we'll be there shortly.
yeah, we're going to force entry.
I'll try again.
Can I take the next one?
It's the same one.
Wait.
Nah, it didn't go through. I got John and Marie Connery.
Man, I sucked tonight. What the hell is going on?
You've been alright. I've sucked.
Oh, I sucked.
We've all sucked tonight. It's okay.
I have to do a show.
You do.
You will.
You will do a show. That's the attitude UK got for
me. We believe in you.
We believe in the steward.
And it says you will do a show.
Yeah, this is mine.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Jimbo. I am calling from the International Insane Water Machine.
Hang on.
They hung up. They hung up by Jimbo.
So unbelievable.
Oh.
Yeah, that Jimbo thing isn't going to do it.
That was a bit too unbelievable. Sorry.
What you should do is you should call the UK with a really slow southern accent.
What do you mean southern accent?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
What, like, hello, this is Jim. I'm calling with a very slow accent from the south.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Oh, shit. Can you imagine the look on her face when the fucking four of us were doing that? Oh, shit.
Let me do one just to fuck with him. Right.
See how long you can drag the conversation out.
Brian, yeah, this is Brian Cadogan.
Yeah, let me talk to you. See what we get going.
Talk really slow.
This is so funny sometimes when people don't actually say anything. Just imagining what they're going to look like.
Alright. Hello?
Brian?
Hello? Oh, come on, what the fuck? Nobody said anything. What? Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, Mr. Stewart, who is this?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, it's Mr. Stewart, how are you?
Stewart?
Mr. Stewart, yeah, how are you? Talk to me, you cunt.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Stewart, I'm calling you at 6:20, hello, yeah, I'm calling you this morning just to fuck with you, how are you feeling?
Hey, yes. Go and man yourself.
What do you mean, go and man yourself? What? Hello?
The hell's man yourself?
What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Play with yourself. I think.
Go jerk off.
Man yourself. None of you talked. He picked up and you were just all like quiet and I just thought, what the fuck?
Ken fucking called it.
That's Ken's retard ass.
Yeah, I was
to
talk.
Yeah, fucking hell, Ken.
No, I was talking, but I got cut
you
off.
Were not talking. We waited
bullshit.
Hours.
Bullshit.
All right,
I'll get the next one.
All right, you get to call. Well, let me do this one. This is a special request from that guy. That's his name, that guy.
Like that.
A guy called Ohm. Rhymes with foam.
Ohm.
Should we just chant to him?
We can.
Start with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father.
It's been a while.
Hermano, check your G-talk.
Hail Satan.
Dear Satan.
Hermano.
Hail Satan.
Oh.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 419-3.
I'll try it again. Milkman, that's the same one that I'm calling that you just G-talked me. I'm Gort. Let me try it.
Oh, okay. He's sending me something to PM here.
Yep. I'm trying it
again. Maybe it's good.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, here's William Hanley. William
Hanky.
Hey, I almost said Hanky. It looked
William
like Hanky.
Hey.
Hanky Panky.
William Hanley.
Can I say this one?
No, man.
Well, are you going to do the water guy again?
No.
Plumbing guy?
Go ahead, plumber.
Go ahead. There you go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Hanky Panky, please?
Have you any idea what time it is?
Yes, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Do you have a computer?
Amusing, do you?
No. This is serious. Do you have a computer?
Do you have one?
Do you have a computer?
Do you have one?
Yes. I can see that well, you've got a virus.
Stick it there, would you?
No. You've got a virus on your computer. Can I speak to Mr. Hanky Panky, please?
She's gone.
You know where to stick it.
Was that a game of I know you are, but what am I?
So you stick it. All right.
Do you have one?
Who wants the last number of the night? William and...
Me, Julie.
Oh, we should give it to the lady. Let Dark Stranger
everybody.
Do it.
Everybody.
So fucking late.
Do it all together.
All right.
Let's all do it.
All right. Here we go. We're all going to do William and Carmel Treacy.
Party line.
Yeah. William and Carmel.
I bet it'll be an answering machine. Voicemail. I say answering machine. Carmel. My grandmother still has one.
She has an entering machine.
Yes.
An entering machine?
An answering machine.
Oh, an answering machine. I thought you said an entering machine.
Don't be stupid.
An answering machine.
Answering.
Well, it doubles as an entering machine.
You're not answering.
Not answering.
You don't answer the phone.
Please answer the one.
She has like a physical box that you press the button.
Phone box?
Phone box machine tape.
Phone number.
Mine is built into the phone, so I can hear people.
Wow.
That's what most people have.
Here's the last one, William Slattery.
Old school.
William Slattery, bitches. Let's do it.
Okay, collective cool.
Find a number that answers.
Get it, William.
God, Curly.
We should just call Microsoft or something, and then just like, because they can't hang up.
Apple. Right, you just call tech support.
And sit on hold for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and say there's so many of us, and we just all have different problems.
We don't want to hold.
Hello?
Yes, hi, William Slattery.
Hello.
Morning.
How are you doing?
What time it is?
Hello.
William.
Do you know the time, sir?
Terry, who is this?
We need another time.
Yeah, 6:20 in the morning.
Mm.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And friends.
6:20 in the morning.
Can you cook me some breakfast, please? I'm hungry.
ASL,
cooker,
isn't it time to get up and brush your teeth?
probably some coffee, too. It's pretty early. You need to wake up.
You lost him. You lost him. He clicked.
We lost him. I mean, you lost me because I'm leaving. I'm going to sleep. Bye. Bye, UK Godfather.
Bye, I love you.
Bye, UK Godfather. Bye, Dark Strangler.
Good night, fuckers.
Bye.
Good night, Dark, what's your name? Dirty Aaron, that's it.
Dark Aaron.
Dark Aaron.
Dark and Dirty.
Black Negro.
Dark and Dirty.
Bye, Ken.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
And, Jen, you're out of here on your ass. See you later, man.
Yeah, wait. Wow. Oh, man. Great show. Thank you.
Yay, thanks. Bye.
See you soon.
Take care.
See you soon.
All right, have a good weekend. Bye. See you, man. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
All right, and then Milkman, are you awake?
Huh?
Oh, no, you almost made it.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I made it for 30 seconds. Oh, did I miss anything?
You were so close, not falling asleep the whole show.
Oh, shit.
You bastard. Milkman, take us out of here. We're done. I got to go.
Talk to Maven to give me attention next time, man.
Special attention from me.
I'll be the luckiest guy in the whole damn room. Yeah! All right, kids, there you go. Another fun film installment right here in the mouth. What's that, bro?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Another fun film installment right here in the mouth, man. 8.6 style, that's what I'm talking about. And I'd like to thank our number six, man. That's right.
Sorry, nothing.
What is it, man?
I'm sorry, Milkman. I'm in a weird mood. Then, yeah, go ahead. The Hitman.
What the fuck are you doing over? Are you spanking the monkey or what the fuck?
Yes. All behave.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about Faison.
Are you firing one up?
Yeah.
All right, dude. I got one fired up too, man. We'll do one here. We'll go out and fire them, my brother.
All right.
I definitely want to thank our numbers hitman there. That's our numbers hitman. Everybody, hold your fist out of the numbers hitman. I know it's a loser. I'd like to thank you, Arister. That's right. Everybody right here in the mouth chat, all our friends at Cacti, Will and Mary Left, anybody, the manager, maker from the syndicate, we love you all. That's right, we have the most interactive show right here on the internet every week. We drop the time. We just ask that you give us the time. And the friend right here at Bay Amy, they're always invited and welcome right here in the madhouse. That's right, you saw that big flying finger. Any one of them, you're all welcome. I want to thank you, that's right, you especially, you our listeners, we love you, and we do it every week for you right here, coming from the Milkman, your brother here, and the Hermanito, our sister Peter, we can have a man, can we do it without you, Hermanito, glad we love you, thank you so much for all your great talent this week, my brother.
Thank you. Over to me, and over to you, Milkman, thank you, over there. There you go. Yeah, we're all out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us here. Thanks, everyone who sent in numbers. Sorry for the numbers I didn't get to tonight, Lonesome, and the rest of the requested prankers. I did the best I could. Good work all across the board. We had fun tonight. That's what's important. Everyone have a good weekend. Bye, Milkman.
Hello, Funky Chimes. Hello, Funky Chimes.
Funky Chimes. Oh, man. Do I have the Funky Chimes anymore? Let's see.
Yeah, man. Probably the traditional ending. He's there for it, man. He's got a copy, I'm sure.
There you go. Funky Chimes. See you later, guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you, bro.